Come on, you do better. Are you ready for showtime?
Breakdown, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
You got to kick it with a tasty groove, okay?
Wow.
It definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
One, two, three, kick it. Kick it. Come on. God damn it. Could you one time kick it? What the f***?
You're disgusting.
It's showtime. It's the Alan Cox Show. 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. Greetings. Hello. Hi there. My name is Alan Cox. Thanks for showing up. Say hi to Bill Squire, who's here too.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Creepy hugs.
Erica Lauren is in the room.
Pageant wave, everybody.
She's down there. A few feet above the floor.
I'm down.
As is her wont. Pound Cake's back behind the glass.
Happy hump day, white people.
Happy hump day, indeed. No, it is Wednesday. I mean, it's Thursday. It is Wednesday, in fact. So, greetings. If you'd like to check in telephonically, feel free, 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. You want to shoot me a text, 35192, alancoxshow.com for everything else. We have a lot of great clips of the show for you there. Video clips. The live stream is through our YouTube channel, which you can watch live there, and the attendant chat room. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for WMMS there. Somebody texted me at 2:15. Hey, why you know on the radio? The 2 o'clock start is Monday. We move the show to 2 p.m. beginning Monday. If you are a heavy-duty WMMS listener, you're probably already tired of hearing about it. But for people like that, who kind of punch around, you know, you might not get the information as quickly. So Monday, we moved the show to 2 p.m., so we'd love to have you here along with us for that. Looking, there's another text. Big announcement time. No, that was yesterday. Well, people are they're all over the place, aren't they? That's fine. They got lives to lead. I ain't mad at you. Is tomorrow shock collar day, by the way?
Yes, it is. I went and got the shock collar on Sunday and tested it out, and it is going to be so fun.
We were waiting for Erica to return. She'd been gone for quite some time, and so we didn't do our polar blast punishments from our Boston Mills Brandywine, the Alan Cox Show Polar Blast Battle, which Bill won this year, which means that Erica and myself and Pound Cake all have to do punishments. Erica's getting the half-vertical spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be given some kind of gross shot roulette.
Yeah.
And Pound Cake's going to wear the shock collar. And so once Erica returned, we thought, okay, well, we got to get... I think Pound Cake... Well, he said as much, that he hoped that the punishments would just be forgotten.
That can't happen.
They would be tossed into the... Well, you know.
I would never let that happen.
No.
Not on a year that I win.
Nor
if
would I.
If I had lost, maybe I'd let it happen.
Right.
But
especially since you did the thing that you were going to do had you lost anyway.
Right.
Which was get the perm.
Because my album went number one.
That's right.
Which you guys can
What's
get
that album
right
called?
Now. It's called Decisions Aren't My Thing.
I was listening to it on my way in.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I was.
I'm very proud of it.
And were you larfing?
I was larfing.
All right.
I was larfing at Hero, that clip.
That story. Yeah.
So tomorrow, Pound Cake will wear the shock collar. And Bill, as the victor for this year's Polar Blast, will work the remote.
So right? Do you have it yet? Did the police officer give it to you
yet? Yeah, I went and got it on Sunday.
They showed you how to use it?
Yeah, they showed me how to use it. And then I met the dog that they're training right now, and he was so cute. And then there's another guy.
Was that dog glassy-eyed, like he'd really been through a lot?
No, he's just a regular German Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Right.
And then there's another officer that is a big fan of the show, and they used to do patrols together. Like, they were on the same schedule, and they'd listen to the podcast, and then at the end of their shift, they would talk about it.
that's
so
nice.
They're like, he's like, hey, can you meet me this time? Because another one of the officers really likes the show too, and he wants to meet you. So went out and met him, and very cool guys, very
cool
guys.
Did you get a get out of jail free card, a courtesy card,
or the Policeman's Benevolent Association?
Yeah, not maybe in Medina, but not in Mansfield.
Yeah, Bill's like the show ambassador. He goes out to meet Dick and Dayton. He's meeting cops, right? Look at this.
Anything to build the brand, you know?
Good for him.
I like this show.
Building
it's
the brand.
Fun.
Building
it's a good time.
Building that shock collar brand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a rapport with a Fairview police officer. And
it's pronounced report.
No, it's pronounced rapport.
No.
I've got a good rapport with a Fairview cop. He's like, hey, you get into any trouble, give me a call.
Uh-huh.
Make sure I'm your first phone call.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay.
What kind? Well,
what kind of trouble can I really get into?
I was going to say, there have to be limits on the trouble. You know,
yeah.
Hey, I had 8 balloons of heroin up my ass. Could you come pick me up? He's like, who dis? New phone, who dis? I don't know who this is. Alan, after listening to yesterday's show, this is Ray, who is our bureau chief in Vancouver. He's one of our Canadian bureau chiefs. We were talking about circumcision in Canada.
Ah, yes.
He said pound cake is going to be fine in Toronto. There will be plenty of circumcised men. He said, now, 20 years ago, the norm was not to circumcise. That's kind of changed in Canada. My wife and I had our son, who is now 23. We had him circumcised. The Canadian medical system is more in line with what Dr. Berglund tells us, which is that having it done is not barbaric. It's actually much healthier for you. Cuts down on instances of penile cancer and things like that.
It literally cuts down.
Cuts down on a lot of things. Ray says, I can't speak for Erica's horrible experience with the one Canadian guy she was with, but I can chalk it up to the fact that he was from Kelowna.
Yeah.
As a man who grew up in the rival city of Penticton.
Oh, yeah.
In the Okanagan Valley.
Okanagan.
Right, Okanagan. Yeah. It's right there on the lake, right? That whole area there?
Yeah. It's literally a city that is, people live on the mountain,
uh-huh.
And then there's a lake in the middle, in the valley.
In British Columbia.
Yeah.
Isn't Kamloops up there, too? That's another city.
Kamloops,
yeah. Anyway, Ray is from that area, and he said the guy was from Kelowna, and there's the explanation.
Kelowna.
I'm not sure what the equivalent would be with other Ohio cities. Let's suffice to say douche nozzle would be a good description. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And as we've gotten to know Erica's ex-boyfriends over the years, that's probably a really good description. So he says, pound cake will be fine in Toronto. I hope he enjoys Canada, even though it is Toronto.
Do we have any bureau chiefs out there?
In Toronto, we do. Yes. Ray is at the other side of the country. He's out in Vancouver. But we do have people in Toronto, yes. I would need to go through my voluminous records of bureau chiefs.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think we've got people in Mississauga, outside the city. I think we've got some people in Hamilton.
Yeah. It was cool because, like I said, I never felt more famous than I was walking the beach in South Carolina in a part of the area that I've never been before. And some guy just comes running up to me like, hey, are you pound cake? I'm like, what? Kind of like Jamaica. I was like, wow.
Right.
I'm famous.
It's very exciting.
And my friends thought I was famous.
It's very exciting. It's more exciting for your friends.
Maybe they just thought you were hot.
Because then, well, they called him by name.
Yeah, they knew.
So do you pound cake?
His name was Jack.
Are you sure they didn't ask, hey, do you have any pound cake? I'm really hungry right now.
Yeah, I think he was our...
He'd be like a Charleston bureau chief or something.
It was like Charleston.
Right.
Well, I was in Charleston. I think he was from Myrtle Beach or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
I was just referring
sure.
to his comment to the promotions girl.
Oh, hotter now, yeah. Right.
Pound cake. 70% sour cream.
That's right. Did you call him your little Charleston chew by the end of the evening?
I did not. I was very respectful.
Okay, good. Well, that's not disrespectful. That'd be a term of endearment.
Yeah, Charleston chews
hang out
are
with
delicious.
Yeah, they are. Strawberry.
I was just shook. I was in another state, and he caught me, like, off guard. Because it's not like I planned to meet, like, two bureau chiefs out there at, like, a bar.
Yeah.
But on the beach, I didn't know something was going to go down like that.
Yep. Well, we had some of our Arizona bureau chiefs come out when we were out for the Indians a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, but that's a meetup. They told you they were going to be there.
Right. No, I know. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's nice when you meet listeners face-to-face
in
other
states. It's fine, pound cake. Yours is better.
It's it's all good. Is what I'm saying. You know, yes. Yes, you're right. We didn't get picked out like
you're
you.
You're more famous.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, buddy.
Let's be real. Sleeping with your teacher is hot. Just be careful if you're homeschooled.
Mom, stop it.
Now back to the Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
WMMS.
35192, you want to text? I was watching this documentary last night. I was clicking around. It was on the BBC or something. About this guy who's working on sex robots. And he's
listening.
He's promising that the advancements that they're making, you know, in the quest to make them as human as possible, he's working on a version of his sex robot that will have the ability to say no.
Oh.
That will be able to turn down your sexual advances.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
I have a headache.
Because, you know, that works so well for human women,
yeah.
A. B, isn't the fundamental appeal of sex robots that they can't say no?
It's the point of it.
It's the point of it.
Yeah.
Hey, can't get a human woman to say yes? Here's a piece of molded plastic that costs $5,000 that will never... Right, they'll never go, I have a headache. It's that time of the month. I'm leaking fluid everywhere. Leave me alone.
I'm on my robo period.
Yes. I'm surfing the sine wave. Yeah, I thought that was very, very strange. But if you want to text 35192 in here, alancoxshow.com for everything else. People asking if the move to 2 o'clock is temporary. It is not. Starting Monday, the show will move to 2 p.m. If you missed yesterday's announcement, we'll start an hour earlier. Some of the tweets I was getting were funny, too. A guy was like, I'm so excited. I've been wanting to you guys to move to earlier or whatever for a while. What the guy said was, I figured if you guys were just waiting around to go on the air, you should go on it, too.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. We just wait around to go on the air.
We just sit in the office and watch the clock count down and go, once it hits 3, we just run in here and go, hey, we're here!
You know, I get in around 9 o'clock every morning, and yeah, I'll give you a quick walkthrough of my day. I answer email for about 15 minutes, and then the rest of the day until 3 o'clock, it's just me and Bill playing Connect Four, and, you know... I'm finishing up a book that I've been working on. It's Bomb Vessels of the Royal Navy. I'm really putting the finishing touches on that. I'm building a couple of them in bottles. I'm almost done with the HMS Sulphur, so I'm very excited about that.
And I have a cross
stitch. I won't have to wait around that extra hour.
Yeah, I have a cross stitch that I've been working on since I got here that is actually a portrait of Alan, and I'm almost done with it. But now, well, I'm not going to have as much time to work on it.
Right, because we're going starting on the too. Show an hour early.
Yeah.
That's right. So Monday, we'll be out Friday of this week. So today and tomorrow will be the last two 3 to 7 Alan Cox shows. If you want to commit them for posterity, for future generations of your family, that podcast, of course, will be available at alancoxshow.com.
It's one less hour for me to glue flowers onto frames.
Indeed,
so,
I'll tell you
very
what.
Very disappointed.
That's right. Fortunately, now you don't have to lift them up as high as you did before.
That's right.
You just put them right in your lap. You know, it also occurred to me, Bill, that tomorrow when Poundcake wears the shock collar for his polar blast punishment, tomorrow is also the summer solstice, which makes it the longest day of the year, which won't affect the show at all. But the day will feel even longer to him, which will be fun, right? You know, it's also a real bummer, too, that every day after tomorrow, they'll be getting shorter, incrementally short. I hate the solstice.
Yeah.
I hate the summer solstice, because they're like, longest day of the year. And you're like, God damn it. Every day after that, you're just inching
back to
closer.
Nighttime at 5.
Yes.
By the way, what are you guys going to change the Facebook photo to, or the our Alan Cox Show cover photo?
I'm taking care of all that.
Oh.
Digital and I are figuring all that out. Mm. Yep. We're reverting back to the original show logo, I will say that. I think they're going to rewrap the station vehicle.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
So now I got to update all the stuff on the YouTube channel?
It needs it anyway. That van's peeling. Mm. So, yeah.
Where are all those pictures you were supposed to see?
Right.
Pictures.
Don't worry about it.
Casey Kasem, right? Where are all those pictures I was supposed to see? Come on, Poundcake. He's trying to do a death dedication.
Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
That's right.
I want to know what those pictures were so bad.
That's right.
We'll never know.
So Monday, the show will be starting at 2.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
Oh, boy. Yeah. 2.
So you can't say that that wasn't going through your head as soon as they said, they're like, hey, we're going to move you guys up an hour.
Well, that's the first thing.
Bill and I said when Alan told us here in the room.
It wasn't, because by that time we had been having so many conversations about it for a while that when you guys texted me that, I literally hadn't thought about it until you texted me that. And then I laughed. I
wasn't even texting.
No, we were in the room.
Yeah, we were in the room and you told us in a commercial break.
Yeah.
Bill and I just looked at each other. Two.
You're two, and you're like, oh yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah.
This guy's asking, will we go live for Pound Cake's Punishment? We're live every day, sir. We're live every day.
Yes, we will go.
It'll
through
be live.
Yes, tomorrow on the show, Pound Cake will wear.
It'll be
now,
pre-recorded.
He will be wearing the shock. He will be wearing the shock collar for the duration of the show. Is that the plan?
And Bill will tase him at random?
Yeah, whenever I feel like it. Whenever I feel like, hey, he needs a little buzz.
Terrible.
For one whole show, and it's an entire show.
Yes.
It's the last 3-7 show, too.
I would never agree to that punishment.
And Steve Burns coming in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Maybe he can take a couple of cracks at it, right?
I'll let him have control for a bit.
Yeah, there you go. Steve's going to be at Hilarities all weekend. We like seeing him.
I love Steve.
Yeah. So tomorrow we will be live. It'll be our final 3-7 show tomorrow. I feel like I left a very important point out. The show is going to be 2-6 a.m. Was I clear on that? Did I let everybody know that? Did I tell you guys that?
God.
Oh, it's a.m. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll have to reset my sleep schedule there.
We're replacing one of the overnight DJs with one name that this station runs. 2-6 p.m., obviously. That'll be...
Take that, Carter.
Yeah, who?
I don't know. Just those one-name DJs.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Shroom. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Hey, it's Grit.
Right.
Grit in the morning.
So Bill will have control over the shock collar tomorrow.
Fire shock!
Ooh, it's a different meeting now.
Yeah, that's this time you're on the giving end, not the receiving end. We were, by the way, in the break, Bill and Eric and I, enjoying some of Pound Cake's pre-show selfies. Which, listen, I'll tell you what, and Bill said it when he's talking about switching to whatever phone service he uses, Sprint?
Sprint, yes.
I'll tell you what, he said anything that can make you happy in a world as tumultuous as ours is right now, anything that can make you happy, put you in a good mood is good. So Pound Cake's pre-show selfies put us in a good mood.
Oh, yeah. What was it? I'm not ugly, I'm just broke. That was the caption.
By the way, I don't even know what the hell that means.
What is that?
I don't know what one has to do with the other. I'm not just ugly. That's a line coming from a Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not ugly. I'm just broke.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was a meme that
you couldn't afford moisturizer or what?
No, it was a meme that people say, like, maybe you're not ugly, maybe you're just broke. And I'm like, yeah, that's it.
They say that because, like, celebrities can afford plastic surgery. Like, they always put it over, like, Kylie Jenner because they're like, you're not ugly, you're just broke.
You can't afford what she does.
Because they show her old picture.
Gotcha.
And then the new one and how hot she looks now versus what she looked like as a teen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so if I was rich, I'd probably be flawless. But right now, I'm broke,
okay. So Pound Cake's pre-show selfies are also making me into an unhip dude then because I don't understand
that.
Okay, that's all right.
But I
need
just
more
put
of that
together.
Right.
So I was like, wait, what? Because what would you do differently if you were had money to your face?
Nothing to my face.
Are we to infer that you would get a penis extension? What are you trying to tell us?
No, I'd probably, I would have a personal stylist. I would have, I guess I would get
you
like...
You have me.
I would get a personal stylist.
Bite off his penis.
He doesn't always take my advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can't afford you.
It's because Erica clearly sees everything through rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, I forgot I was wearing these, but I'll be keeping these on.
Yeah, she grabbed my backpack by mistake, and I'm just like, where the hell did my backpack? Yeah. I'm trying to get things out of my thing, and I'm like, where did it go? So I'm looking around the office, and then she's in there like, opening zippers. I'm like, what are you doing?
This, you know, I'm having a
she
bad
couldn't even
day.
Tell the difference between her backpack and yours.
No. Bad headache day. I couldn't
see. I got one too, and I popped a couple of Excedrin. It still isn't doing anything.
Damn weather outside. The pressure dramatically changed between the weather we had earlier this week to now.
It's so weird you say that, because I told Gwen, I go, this is the surest sign to me that I'm like getting to a point where I don't really feel old. Listen, Saturday I'll be 47 years old.
Yeah.
I don't have aches and pains that people younger than I have, right?
I feel 100.
But the other night when that storm came through, my head, I felt like I was all stuffed up.
Yeah, same.
And I couldn't figure out, I'm like, oh my God, am I coming down with something? Because those things don't occur to me. It doesn't occur to me that, oh, the pressure's dropping or going, whatever a storm does, either the pressure drops or goes up. I don't know what the hell. I don't understand the barometer. But
I read something, too, that people in the Midwest are more sensitive to that because we are not familiar with a lot of pressure changes because there's not a lot of elevation.
Altitude, right, yeah. Things like that, yeah.
What do you know about pressure?
Right.
Under pressure.
Well, I've been reading that Pressure Life magazine so I can get hip to
Mary Santoro was right. Just in it.
I know she was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I said to Gwen, I go, God, I'm turning into the guy who's like, there's a storm coming, I feel it in my knees.
Yeah.
You know, like my grandma used to say.
It's true, though. But I think you can feel that at a younger age. It's just we don't put two and two together.
Well, I certainly don't, because I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
So even if this was an anomaly, I was like, the next day I go, oh God, I bet that's what it was. It was a stupid storm.
I feel like a buzzing in my hip, but it's just my weather app.
A buzzing in my hip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do get the phantom buzzing though from the phone. Do you get that?
No.
I haven't used.
I heard it's a thing. Like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I stopped using the vibrate mode at all. Like, I never do it. Like, if my phone's on silent, people get mad at me because I won't check it, and they'll be like, how come you didn't text me back? I'm like, put my phone on silent, and I don't use the buzzer because I don't want to be interrupted.
Right.
There's nothing more annoying than trying to sleep, and then you just hear,
Right. It's
so aggravating, and my ex-girlfriend would do that and just leave it on, and she'd get calls and texts all the time.
There's the do not disturb function.
I know, but she wouldn't use it.
Oh.
Because she liked it. To find if anything was going on, especially.
So it wasn't just astrology that broke the two of you up.
A lot of things.
He's like, I don't believe in Capricorns, and I don't believe in the. And I want the do not disturb. Yeah, I don't believe in vibrate mode. At least not for my phone, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it takes a village, right, to keep a relationship going. Hey, speaking of Pound Cake, I did think of him when I read this. There's a woman, a young girl, and it was in Hong Kong. You know, they got a different vibe over there. But this is a girl on Father's Day, a nursing student who killed her parents and then killed herself over eczema torment, is what this said.
What?
She had a lot of eczema torment. She stabbed her parents.
Seems like some lotion would have been a better answer.
I would think so too.
Don't you have eczema?
That's why I thought of him. They found a suicide note in her room saying she was bothered by long-term eczema. Hey, do we know if Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington, or Anthony Bourdain were afflicted by eczema by any chance?
I don't know.
All right.
Might be worth looking into.
I want to make sure that our young boy Poundcake is taken care of. You don't feel any suicidal thoughts over eczema, do you?
Not over eczema. But I don't have eczema.
Not over my dry, itchy skin.
I've been diagnosed with psoriasis.
Oh, psoriasis, that's what it was.
Oh, I thought it was eczema.
I thought it was eczema, too. But I finally went to go see I got in with my dermatologist. It was just like
eczema is typically, you get it like in the inside of your skin folds.
Aside from location, I was always under the impression that eczema is like a much more intense version of psoriasis.
No, I had eczema. I had eczema as a kid. It's less bad than.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
eczema. Anyone could get eczema. It's more based on like your
people with asthma get it a lot.
Yeah, your allergies or the clothes that you wear, stuff like that. It's just like skin irritation.
Huh.
Psoriasis is like genetic, but my mom doesn't have it. And far as I know, I don't know.
So if this Chinese girl had had psoriasis, she might have murdered a whole village.
Probably,
perhaps.
Wow. All right,
but I have a dermatologist now, and it's getting handled, and so I'm okay.
People with asthma are prone to it?
No.
If you have eczema, you're more susceptible to getting developing asthma.
It's just like...
Was that asthma? What do they call it?
No, they just call it asthma.
Oh, they do?
No, when I was younger, I had
eczema.
It's not
like compound asthma.
I would get it on the inside of my elbows. Like, I don't know what you call this. Like
your elbow pit.
Yeah, your elbow pit. I got it there, and they said that I might develop asthma later on, but that never happened.
Huh.
Well, what my doctor told me is
I thought
like,
that was your weenus. In the inside of your elbow, your weenus?
No, the outside is, it's the skin is the weenus.
Oh, the weenus?
You know, when you can pull it down, you're like, hey, it's
crouch
my
bow.
Weenus.
Isn't that called a crouch bow or something?
I don't know. I just made up elbow pit.
Oh, I like elbow pit better, but I'm studying to be a doctor, Bill, so I'm trying to get all the terms correct.
Good. Yeah, you came to the right place.
I know.
I'll teach you some doctrines.
doctrines. Yep, right off the mountain. Alan, let's not forget that the shock collar is not a taser or a stun gun. He's not going to have convulsions and fall on the floor. Why are you going to ruin my fun?
Why don't you want me to?
It goes up to 100.
It'll be a little sting on it.
This is something they use on an animal, so...
I set it at 20 and tried it at that, and that was a good...
It's what, a little... What, if you like being zapped or something?
You're bigger than me!
You're being shocked. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, he said you'll just mainly be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and again, we're not trying to kill Pound Cake. You know, he's already got psoriasis.
I can't tell.
You'll know if I'm trying to kill you.
Death by 1,000 cuts, or zaps in this case.
You'll look in your rearview mirror and I'll be there. Just my two little beady eyes over your back.
That's why we're trying to get you to nap in your car so we can murder you.
That's right.
Because that's what it would take.
Mm-hmm. First rub one out, then murder you.
Hey, no student loans.
Always Mr. Brightside.
He is. He's Mr. Brightside, not Brandon Flowers. Yeah. Poundcake is Mr. Silver Lining. Poundcake, somebody's trying to murder you. Hey, no student loans.
Hey, I could do my
wish I
thing.
Could look at the world like that.
I get to, you know, live out my life's mission. Get to nap all the time.
See, he can
feed the people.
He can think of things like that because he's not leaving anything behind.
Absolutely right. Not.
It's beautiful.
My mom will be upset, but she'll
go over it. But it's just you. You're
Your mom will be okay.
Right, your mom's lived a life.
That's what I said, she'll be all right.
But you're not leaving anything behind. Like, you're not children, you're not a spouse. People like me, well, I'm like consumed with death because I have children and a wife and the whole thing. You know what I mean? You, it's just you. So you go, no student loans. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Can they transfer that to your estate or your family?
Your estate? No, yeah. Didn't we determine that unless your parents co-sign on your loan,
when I
all that debt is
just a raise. I signed the like promissory note, they're like three things make you like have your loans forgiven, and I forget what the other two were, but it said in big bold letters death. I'm like, if you die, you get your loans forgiven.
Right,
that's a good
offer. That's when he started his plan to fake his own death.
Rick Rufus Kroll II.
You always gotta go there.
I believe it's promissory note was the word you were looking for, but nevertheless.
Okay. What did he say,
promissory
note, yes. Now, please, Mr. Brown, just sign right here on the promissory note, and we'll make all of this official.
Man, I was watching the video yesterday, posted at alecoxshow.com, of Poundcake trying to say...
XXX Tentacion.
And I can't say it any, but it is just so funny.
Tentacation.
Yeah, Tentacation.
Tentacation. XXX Tentacation.
XXX Tentacation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with him because I can't say Tentacion or whatever it is.
XXX Tentacion.
Tentacion.
Yep. Rip Tentacion.
I speak Spanish, so it works out for me.
It does work out for you in more than one way, actually.
Technically, it's Aquis Tentacion.
Beautiful. Good luck with that. Anyway, Alan, Eczema Torment is at the Foundry this weekend. Sweet. Oh, I can't wait to see those guys. You know what? Only band that's worse than them? Psoriasis Torment. Don't go see him if you have asthma.
From the Final Touch Construction Studios, this is the 50th anniversary of WMMS.
Buzzard Radio.
An iHeartRadio station. Ask Alexa to play WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Now, back to the Alan Cox Show.
(216) 578-1007 800-348-1007 35192. You want to text? Indians 11-0 over the Sox. top of the eighth, the friggin' White Sox, man. These guys, they can't buy. And I mean, when they played him in Chicago, I think they split the series with him. But the Tribe's going to sweep them this time.
Good. They need a sweep.
I know. 11-0 And the game's not even over yet. Can't they mercy these sons of bitches? Something like this?
It should be like when you play
Little League. Yeah, like Little
League. When you play bags, if it's 11-0 or cornhole, it's 11-0 with the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, I don't care if it's not Little League. I mean, you know. Anyway, Tribe off tomorrow, and then Friday, they'll start the weekend series against the Tigers of Detroit here at home. So 7:10 will be your first pitch on Friday. I misspoke before because I had completely forgotten that I had an email alerting me to the fact that Steve Byrne had to move his dates. So Steve Byrne will not be in here tomorrow, much to my chagrin, which means that Bill will remain solely in control of Poundcake's shock collar.
I might let you tomorrow use it for a little bit because your birthday's on Saturday.
Oh, an early present?
Yes.
Thanks.
Because I'm nice like
that. How do you get shocked every time he messes up the pronunciation of a word?
Well, I'm not trying to make it right. A whole show.
We're not trying to give him burns around his neck or whatever. I mean, I also got an email announcing House of Blues. They got Puss Hat coming in.
Oh, wow.
Exciting. Friday, August 10th with Valley and Sheck Wes.
For anybody that
anybody know who either
know
of those, I'm sorry.
Just for anybody that is in the know, Alan pronounces Pusha T as Puss Hat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking right here at it. Puss Hat at the House of Blues. The tickets will go on sale Friday. So if you're a fan of his, and I am, you can get those tickets.
Invite him in.
Vitamin.
Invite him in.
Oh, I don't want to talk to him. I just want to listen to his music. I don't care what he has to say.
No, please invite him in. Please invite him in and call him Puss Hat to his face.
Okay, I will.
That would be
all right.
Phenomenal.
If you guys can get Puss Hat in here, House of Blues, I'll sit down with him and talk to him. Hey, we're live with Puss Hat.
What do you think his reaction would be to that?
It'd be like when Mattitude was talking to Ja Rule. Remember that?
Yeah.
Was it Mattitude?
Yes. Yeah. When the intern view.
Funniest thing
we
ever.
We made Mattitude interview Ja Rule. And what was the hook? He pretended like he didn't know who he was, or
no? I think
well,
he just didn't really
like,
know.
Didn't.
Yeah,
oh, he didn't pretend. He really just like didn't.
He didn't know.
He didn't know
he was
much
too young
about him at all, and he kept calling him by his first name,
like, Ja.
His real name.
What's his real name?
I don't remember.
Okay, so he was digging him a little bit then. If he was calling him by his real name, he was sticking it to him.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Jeffrey. Yeah. He kept calling him Jeffrey. Jeff.
He called him Jeff multiple
Jeff
times.
Yeah. Oh God, that's funny. I got to go back. I know it pops up in the, I'll air it in the best of sometimes.
I think
but
you may have said to him to call him Jeff, but then he really just didn't do his research.
Oh.
So he just didn't know anything.
Oh, so I told him how to be hilarious.
Well, I think you did tell him to call him Jeff.
All right. Well, that was a good idea of mine.
Yeah.
AKA Becky.
Hey, Alan.
Hi, what's going on? How are you?
A bill? Yeah, I'm just saying with everybody. Yeah, I did. I called because I did have a question, but now there's a comment and a question.
Yep.
Okay. The comment first. I don't know what it is about Poundcake or Cody.
That's how all of your calls actually start, isn't it? I don't know what it is about Poundcake. All right, go ahead.
Not true.
All right.
Because he has a disdain for me, and I'm like, why? Well, why are you always mad at me? He gets so pissy with me.
Gee, why could that be, Becky? Because you're constantly chastising him for his.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, why do you think that is? You think that's completely unwarranted?
Look, that's why I'm asking the question. Why
all right
are you so pissy with me?
First of all, I'm not going to answer for him, but first of all, Poundcake should know that he should speak to every caller as though they are an invited guest. Mm-hmm. Right, Poundcake? You're not being pissy to any callers, no matter how frequently they call the show, right?
I have no idea what she's even talking
all right
about.
What are you talking about, Becky?
Okay, we'll just go ahead and skip right over that one then.
No, then what are you talking
well
about?
Well, no, don't
what
skip.
Do you mean?
You
how is
said,
he being pissy?
How is he being pissy to you?
The way he says, he hears my voice, he's like, okay. And then before I can even finish a sentence, he just sticks me on a hole like I'm the last.
Well, right. We do that to everyone.
Recreate the conversation for me. So recreate the conversation. Poundcake, pick up the phone, say whatever you say.
Alan Cox Show.
Oh, you don't say it that sweet. But anyways.
How does he say it?
First of all,
he doesn't
Becky
know who's
he
calling
doesn't
yet
know it's you. So why do you care how he answers the phone?
Well, no, my caller ID. I mean, doesn't everybody have caller ID?
But it doesn't say Becky. No. And let me repeat this for people who text me too. I don't know who you are. When I don't recognize numbers. I get texts from people who must text me all the time. Thanks, but they go, "Hey, bro, change my number." I don't know who you are. I only see numbers. When I look at my screen, it says AKA Becky. I don't know what the number is. We don't have caller ID.
Yeah, if you're a troublemaker, I'll write down your number, but
it doesn't come up AKA Becky.
Okay, well then I stand corrected.
Right. Okay. So Pound Cake says Alan Cox Show, and then
Well, then what?
How would you expect him to address you?
I'm sorry. You'd have to be there, but you're not. You know,
No. I'm asking you. Asking you, what would be your preferred manner of being addressed when he talks to you?
He can sound very cheerful and very happy.
Uh-huh.
When he hears my voice, it's like that. Okay, from 1 to 10, it's a 2.
Becky, I think you're projecting.
I think you are too. And let me tell you, he's trying to do this quickly. So you're picking. Back when I used to be on the phones, you're picking up the phone. Alan Cox Show. What's your comment? You're taking the information. Please hold. And if people are wanting to have a conversation with you, just put them on hold.
There's no time for pleasantries.
Right, exactly. Right.
Oh, please hold. There's click.
Oh, okay. I think she said, "I'm very quick."
No, click. C-L-I-C-K, click.
Click, okay. And then that's him putting you on hold.
But anyway, can we?
That's his job.
You need to talk to me, not him. So he goes, "What do you want? Put you on hold." That's how it works.
Okay.
As often as you call, Becky, and that's fine. But as often as you call, I can't believe I have to explain all this to you.
I can't believe you act like I'm hanging up on you or something, or telling
he's
you
he's putting
can't go
you on
through.
Hold. Right.
I don't know.
No, Pound Cake, you're mad at me because I have a gay son, and you know it. And then you
just won't introduce the two of them together. You just won't let Pound Cake join the family. Can you blame him for being all salty?
He's got a boyfriend, so no, that won't happen.
I'm not going to speak for Pound Cake, but I think it's pretty.
Senile.
I have a feeling that he doesn't give your gay son a second thought, Becky. I mean, we only know that, by the way, because you told us.
I know this, and that's why. I mean, I try not to divulge personal things.
Since when? Continue.
Okay, so go ahead. What was your other point then?
That collar he's got on him, that shock collar?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's wearing the wrong collar.
Okay.
Well, he's not wearing it right now.
He's not wearing it right now.
That's tomorrow.
Which one should he be wearing? The one that causes aversion therapy?
No, the bar collar. Put the bark
The one that
collar.
Shocks the gay out of him? Is that the one you want him to wear?
The bark collar.
Bark collar.
Oh, we don't have one of those, and that's not fun for me.
Well,
I get to hit the button.
Right. Don't bark collars just...
Anytime he'd talk, it would go off.
Thank you. Erica got it right off the top. She got it.
We understood how it worked. You're so
I understand the concept of the bark collar. I was unclear as to how much that would really differ from what we are going to put on him since...
Yeah. Then he couldn't talk. He couldn't talk. So I
see.
Said,
but I want him to talk.
I know.
Sometimes
I don't want
it's
him
a really
to...
funny bit if he can't talk and he's just sitting there in silence.
Yeah.
Because he knows if
going,
he talks.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not a punishment.
You know, a lot of listeners every time Becky calls instantly call for a Becky hiatus. But I like talking to Becky. I don't mind. People want a AKA Becky hiatus. We put Dick on hiatus a while back, and you know, but
hiatus is the exact word.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, hiatus
because they hate us.
Alan,
yes.
Please explain what is a hiatus. I'm not familiar with that word.
What is a hiatus?
You know the different type of shock collars, but you don't know what a hiatus is.
A timeout, if you will.
That's right. It would be a pause from, for a while, Dick from Dayton got to the point where he was just kind of annoying, and he wasn't really listening to us anyway, so I couldn't converse with him. So I did a Dick hiatus where I didn't take his calls for about a month and a half. And every time you call, people want me to institute a Becky hiatus. I haven't so far.
I got a hated fan followers, hating fan followers.
I think hate might be a strong word, but you know, for a lot of people who are familiar with AKA Becky calls, a lot of them were kind of homophobic in nature, so that might turn some people off.
Not all the time. Last night,
she's a part-time homophobe.
And that's why I take her calls, because she's not 100% homophobic. She's and frankly, I want to know if Poundcake is speaking to people differently. And I trust that he is not. I trust that Poundcake is doing his job as I request him to do it.
Yeah, I think Becky's a little sensitive to his tone.
Yeah, Becky.
Also, if you get a caller, if you recognize somebody's voice, like if I know it's AKA Becky or Dick from Dayton, I'm just going to throw him right on hold.
Okay.
You do that with the regular callers because you don't have to give the whole spiel. Please don't swear. Please turn your radio down because you guys know the drill.
Right.
Well, I really do enjoy listening to you guys.
I'm happy that you listen, Becky. I appreciate you listening. All right, thank you, Becky.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. You see that huge ice bust in Ohio? They said this has been the biggest one so far. They picked up 146 people at a meat plant. Or is this Maslin?
Maslin, yeah.
I thought you were talking about... like an ice statue. Was it for like a summer solstice party or something?
You didn't see the big ice bust they carved for us to commemorate the show moving to 2 o'clock on Monday?
Cool.
Yeah, it's the Alan Cox Show logo. It's melting quickly, so go see it before it goes. No, ICE. Whatever that stands for. Immigration and Customs, is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah. Whatever happened to, what was the old version of that? It was just, ICE seems like, feels like a new-ish...
Yeah, ICE is about 20 years old, I want to say.
Wasn't it? They'd go, I'm calling...
Border control?
No, they used to say, I'm calling, I'm reporting you to... who?
I got nothing.
I can't remember. Not Homeland Security. Anyway, I don't know, ICE, if it's new or not. But yeah, they picked up 146 people yesterday afternoon. The Freshmark Meat Processing Plant.
Well, they're out of employees.
Right. Mm-hmm. So guess what? All kinds of job openings out there. People complaining that illegals take your jobs. Line up and get those jobs. Go get them. Good luck. Go get those jobs that you say you want.
While they're still
They need a lot of people.
Those jobs are going to be gone soon. I don't know if you guys saw the article about... them making meat in labs, and they're gonna.
Well, they've been talking about it for years.
Well, they've been doing it for years, but now the FDA is going to regulate it so that they can start selling it in stores.
I voted in your Twitter poll.
Oh yeah,
yep.
What'd
you
vote?
You eat it?
I voted. I would eat lab meat.
I'd eat lab meat.
Yeah.
Poundcake, would you eat lab meat?
I've eaten worse meat.
You knew that was coming. Yeah. Yep. Sooner or later, he's going to be eating meat that somebody grew in a lab.
I had him try the Beyond Meat burger that I had the one time.
How was that?
It was delicious.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good.
What is Beyond Meat?
It's like a vegan burger patty.
But that's what I want to know. I want to know if the people that are vegan, and there's one person that replied. If you want to go to the Twitter poll, it's on my Twitter, at Bill Squire, or I have it on Instagram. It's weird how different the answers are, too. Instagram, way less people into the lab meat than on Twitter.
What I don't understand is how there's a certain cross-section of vegans who want food to replicate meat.
Right.
You know, like they're working hard on vegetarian meat or fake meat or whatever that like fake bleeds.
Mm-hmm. If you're vegan, the Beyond Meat burgers.
Right, but if you're vegan, you don't want that. That you don't want to replicate bleed. That's why you don't eat meat or animal products. I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Just go eat meat if you want it to bleed, you know?
But that's the thing.
Not
bleed,
but like the muscle juice or whatever.
I want to know how people feel that are vegan about the lab-created meat, because that takes away your reason of being vegan, because now it's not an animal being killed or slaughtered. It's just something. It's basically a plant at that point, because you're just growing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fibers.
Mm-hmm. Soylent.
Mm-hmm.
He had her marinating in Italian dressing in the fridge.
In Italian dressing.
Italian dressing.
That woman's boyfriend put their dog in the freezer and marinated it in the aforementioned. Like Italian dressing.
Marinated it in the freezer? That's not how you marinate.
This guy was doing a dog. What does he know about marinating a dog?
Well, you don't marinate in the freezer.
I agree, but he wanted to hide it from her.
All right.
It was in Italian dressing. Hey, Steve.
Italian dressing.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Thanks for asking. Real quick, ICE used to be called INS, Immigration National.
INS, right. They're like, yes, I'm going to call INS on your ass if you... Right. So is that still a thing? Did they add ICE to it, or they changed the name?
No, I think they just completely changed it, but I'm not completely up on, you know, how bureaucracy...
Right. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'll call INS on your ass. You know, every time a white person didn't get their food cooked properly, they'd yell at the Mexican, you know, I'm going to call INS on your ass. Right. Thank you, Steve.
No problem. That's
all right. There you go. Freshmark owns Sugardale Hot Dogs. Well, get ready to pay $15 for hot dogs at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. It's $20 dog night.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Lab meat is despicable, Alan. They make terrific pets, not food. Good point. Hadn't thought about that, but thank you. ICE is just a Department of Homeland Security thing. I didn't even realize it had been around that long. I thought it was like a Trump development or something.
No, ICE has been around for about 15 or
20 years. Oh, has it
years.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah, it's been a...
I guess I shouldn't have called INS on all my neighbors. Yeah. I like this guy in Alabama, this musician in Alabama who posted this screed on Facebook. His bandmates broke up with him. He lost his gigs. He lost his job. Phil McCain was dismissed from the rock band Buck Wild.
Oh, man.
After his expletive-laden Facebook post went viral. I'll tell you what, I'll volunteer to shoot their asses when they approach the border. Problem solved. No more illegal F's coming in here, period, he said. He was responding, of course, to the Trump administration's family separation policy. This guy's all for it. I don't give a shrimp about them, their kids, or their shrimpy life or asylum, he said.
Probably Damn. A Christian.
Mind you, this guy's in Alabama, which shares its southern border with water. So I'm not sure what he's so worried about, but okay. He said his comments were taken out of context. I love out of context. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, out of context. Really?
He's a part-time
racist.
Because
what context would that work?
He said, you've got to be a complete idiot not to get it. But then again, we are talking about the libtard agenda. I love how, like, citizens just repeat talking points. I enjoy that. No original thoughts, just... Liberalism is a mental disorder, he said. I'm glad that I'm not that dumb, blah, blah, blah. But he said they were taking out of context the restaurant at which his band was booked canceled their upcoming shows because the
restaurant
owner...
Restaurant gigs are hard to get, too.
The restaurant is owned by immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I lost Buck Wild. I lost $3,000 in bookings.
So that was three separate bookings?
I don't know.
That was probably 20 bookings.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He said, I've lost three solo gigs already. This guy's like, I think I've gone as far as I possibly can with Buck Wild. It's time for the world to see what Phil McCain can do. Sitting on a stool with a guitar in the corner of the treehouse. And I was just voicing my opinion. And yes, it was harsh, but it was my opinion. And it was taken out of context.
You're entitled to your opinion.
You
but
are.
You also have to deal with the consequences that come with being public about your opinion.
You're not entitled to not having consequences. Right. Free speech ain't free.
$3,000 in bookings. Okay.
Hey, $3,000 is a lot of money. I mean, I'd be pissed, too, if I, you know, but you did it yourself. You did it to your damn self, Phil McCain.
The immigrants took his job without even taking his job.
But
that's
amazing. But what I love is when these guys clarify, he goes, I really just meant that that we should protect America's border at any cost. Then why didn't you just say
but
that?
But that's not what he really meant. That's the thing.
But right. Even if he did, I believe that too. I'm not for completely open borders. You got to have a way to do it. But just say that. Instead of, I don't care about these kids or their dirty parents or their, you know.
Why are, I don't understand why people get offended when they get called racist. Like, if you're being racist, why are you so offended? Why can't you just own it? Why can't you say, hey, I'm a racist. I don't like
some people, people are. There are some people who are open racist.
They flip
yes.
it. They flip it and they're like,
but
well,
there are some people that want to have their opinions, but
don't
want
to be persecuted.
Not count themselves among that group.
Well, because those people aren't professional racists. There are professional racists, people who make their living selling that dumb crap to mouth breathers and whatever. Those mm-hmm. are the people who are loud and proud. These guys who are in a band, they got a day job. That's why they go to Facebook, you know. I'm not the person I'm being made out to be, he said. I believe in America first.
That's probably.
I think you just proved yourself to be the person people think you are.
Thing is, it sucks.
When people speak the truth, the other people don't want to hear it. I love that.
He's gone viral.
I'm just speaking the truth.
He's gone viral for the wrong reasons. He probably got more press from that Facebook post than he ever got from any type of restaurant gig he got. So
maybe.
I just don't understand when someone like that is so anti-human. Like, I don't know for sure. He's probably pro-life. He is probably Christian. He probably says that, you know, God is great and wonderful and all-powerful, but then goes against the teachings that he's been taught. Like, that there's nothing Christian about saying you want to shoot people because they're from a different country.
I don't know about anything else what this guy believes, but now that he's not in Buck Wild, I'll tell you what, this guy, he's still pro-rock and roll. Here's a little bit of his work.
Seeing this place with a new set of eyes can make you feel lost. Lost in this paradox with thoughts of doubt that does not need to exist.
Can't believe this guy lost his solo gigs.
Takes the lead and reaches out. Out to everyone in the dark. Will you follow if someone leads the way?
Wow! That's good work.
Hard to believe you never joined that band, Alan.
He's only found a new band. He switched from rock and roll to rap.
Oh, yeah?
I ran to the supermarket late last weekend.
Alright. I don't think he's going to have much luck there either. I think he just already lost more gigs.
I met Alan.
Did you?
I gave him marijuana.
Oh, great.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Be with us Monday at 2 o'clock. That's when the show will begin. Starting Monday, we move up an hour in perpetuity, not a temporary thing. Starting Monday, people are still texting me that they missed the announcement yesterday, which is fine. Happy to fill you in. So beginning Monday, the Alan Cox Show begins at 2 p.m. Plan accordingly. Hey, Dee.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm just going to apologize up front because this is my first time calling in. I'm a little nervous.
Good for you.
That's okay. Don't be nervous. We'll lay out the red carpet for you, Dee.
Yeah, Dee, just take a deep breath and understand that you're talking to thousands of people, many of them that you know and haven't talked to in years, and they probably recognize your voice and are judging every moment of this call. Go ahead.
Thank you. That helps.
That helps. Put her immediately at ease.
So you guys were wondering why some vegans like vegan meat replacements, even though the whole point of veganism is to not eat meat.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people do veganism as a way to lose weight. And then also some people are just like allergic to a bunch of meats and cheeses anyway. So they say, screw it, I'm going to do veganism. But then there's also vegans who don't do it for the animal rights things either. I personally did it for a while for environmental reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's actually, it uses a lot of resources to farm animals.
Right, I understand that.
It's actually the biggest problem.
It is. Yeah. And it's actually, there's a documentary on Netflix where we're going to be running out of meat.
Eating animals.
They have documentaries on Netflix now?
You got to sift through all of the Alex Jones fake documentaries to get to the good ones. But you're talking about the eating animals? That's a good one.
Is that what it's
called? There's one called Eating Animals.
What it's called, but they're basically talking about the fact that
there's Food Inc., there's eating animals.
It requires a lot of water and irrigation and land, and we're running out of that.
It's unsustainable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So, D, all that, for whatever reason anyone might take up veganism, the point being is that you still want it to replicate what life used to be like in your kitchen? Is that the point?
Yeah, at least for me and my boyfriend, when we do veganism, we are looking for all of the cheese replacements that we can find.
Right.
I buy tons and tons of, like, tofu, fake chicken nuggets.
Gotcha.
Man, steak cravings really suck when you're trying to not do that.
Not only that, but poor Dee, you know, she and her boyfriend, the sex life has just gone into the toilet because they just don't have the energy to jump each other's bones after
the making the switch.
What do you eat for protein? Do you eat a lot of nuts?
Oop, that's back to the boyfriend. Keep it clean, please.
Nuts are a good source of protein.
Yeah, back to the boyfriend. Okay, sorry.
We always eat a lot of hummus. Tofu is usually protein and
rice. I hate tofu. I can't get on that train.
I don't care for tofu either.
It has to be cooked well.
If it's in my miso soup, I'll have it. But like tofu in general, like hummus I love, but like tofu, nah, I'll go different ways.
I'd never get my tofu medium. Medium rare, for sure.
Do you want it still bloody?
Bill likes the grill marks in his tofu.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on eating the what we were talking about was the lab-grown meat that they're going to start putting out in stores in the next few years. Are you going to eat that?
I will definitely at least try it, whether or not we're doing vegan at the time. It's definitely interesting.
So the way you describe it, Dee, am I correct in inferring that you guys kind of go in and out of eating vegan? It's like a cyclical thing?
Yeah, it just kind of depends. I have a lot of, like, dietary and health concerns, and sometimes if I'm not super on top of making sure I get enough, like, protein and iron because I am a little iron deficient, I will get sick, and then I have to go off of it for a little while, get myself back to rights, and then go back.
Boy, I'm glad I don't have anything like that, where I'm just like, oh, I can't have this. I'm allergic to this. I can eat whatever I want. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I can, I just don't. Right. I wish
I'm jealous
I could.
Of that.
I wish, but that's a metabolism thing, not a food allergy thing, so I don't envy people at all. I have to really hunker down and do all. You got to do that, and, you know.
Okay. I'm actually about to radically change up my diet because what I'm doing ain't working.
Free radically change it up?
That's right.
All right, I'm going to let Dee go because she's probably falling asleep wherever she is from her lack of energy from this.
I was thinking of New Radicals, sorry.
Oh, well, you get what you give. Okay, thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
All right, there's Dee who had no reason to be nervous. Hey, Jess.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, what's up?
I'm wondering why you and Bill have such a disdain for Christians.
I don't.
Because I was raised as one.
Yeah, I was raised super Catholic. I don't have a disdain for Christians. I just disagree with a lot of what I was taught growing up.
I have a disdain
for bad Christians. People that believe in mistreating other people, but then they go to church every Sunday and act like they're so Christ-like when they're saying, who cares if these kids are being separated from their parents at the border? That's the issue I have.
Yeah, it's the hypocrisy that comes in.
I can understand.
And that's what I'm talking about.
You guys are always, always bashing, like, you know, this guy, this nuthead down in wherever the heck he was.
Yeah.
You guys were like, oh, yeah, he's probably pro-life and a Christian, as if there's a relation. You know what I mean? Like, we're not all haters.
I know, but I'm pointing that out because of the hypocrisy of his statements, where he is saying these things that go against his beliefs. And I don't understand that because you hear a lot of people like that, especially people on Facebook that will claim that they're Christian and they have Christian values, and then they say, the kids aren't in cages or they should have break the law, things like that. And they're not looking at them as humans. They're not looking at those people as God's children. They're just saying, I don't want immigrants coming into my country illegally. And they completely remove empathy from the situation.
Also, Jess, I would caution anybody against conflating criticism with bashing. There's no bashing, but criticism is fully within the realm of possibility. I mean, fundamentally for me, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And so
it just seems, though, that every time you guys mention Christianity, it's always in a negative light.
We're not a fan of organized
religion. Well, listen, Bill was raised Mormon, and he's not anymore. I was raised very Catholic, and I've since deprogrammed myself of that. So we're coming from a perspective of people who were raised in a way that we no longer identify with.
But there's a difference, though, between Catholicism or being a Baptist and true Christianity, because like Erica said, a lot of these organized religions.
Well, no, there are plenty of true there are plenty of true Christians who are Roman Catholics.
Oh no! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply otherwise. What I mean is that
stop bashing Catholics.
What you mean is there are Christians out there that aren't a part of a very organized religion. That there are just people that believe in God and teach in the Bible and that.
I'll allow that. We're not painting with that broad of a brush.
We allow anything.
Yeah, right.
We're not saying you can't believe things.
Right.
We're just pointing. This is our point of view, and this is us pointing out people that are trying to hide behind
We're far more open-minded, Jess, than the people you're defending. Yeah. Is a quick way to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that just sounds to me almost like you're as bad as some of the sometimes as the people on the far right. You know, like those far right conservative Christians who, you know, everybody's going to hell because they don't believe what I believe. Oops, no, here's, am I allowed to say hell?
Here's a good.
Yeah,
no,
she
you
can say
heck.
Yeah. H E double hockey stick, Jess.
Here's a good example. Chris Pratt just won an award on Sunday night. And he went on stage and talked about God a lot. And I'm a huge fan of Chris Pratt. I do not believe in God, but his message was fine. And I saw friends of mine bashing him, saying that he is spreading lies and doing something wrong. And in my opinion, he was not doing anything wrong at all. He has that belief. He's allowed to have that belief. It is a positive thing in his life. I'm not going to try and take that away from him.
And even if you take God out of it, the message is a good message.
Exactly.
If
and that's
it's
what
inclusion,
I say all the time.
It's a good message.
I also, I will say.
Thank you, Jess. I got to go here.
Thank you.
All right.
I do not like it when people go on award shows and they go, I've got to thank God for this Oscar.
I don't care about that.
God provides.
I don't care about
that. Well, how come God provided you with an Oscar, but there's somebody that can't afford to feed their kids?
But they're
does God hate them?
No, but they're
they
just.
They can't act. God does not want to reward someone that can't act.
I don't care who anybody thinks. I'll tell you, but that MTV Awards.
Yeah.
It's so boring. It used to be a lot of fun.
It used to be antics.
Yes, now it's like. We will not tolerate. And listen, I get it. I mean, when you're young,
it's
the world is your oyster. I know. Well, no, the times have always been the same.
No.
There've always been
off. We're in heated times right now.
Right, but when I was young, we were in heated times too. Mm-hmm. It's more a function of youth
and
wanting to take on the world. That's true.
We have social media now, and everybody's affected by it.
And there's more school shootings.
But the fact that people can circulate information more quickly does not mean that the world is any closer to exploding than it ever has been.
But it's made more people activists.
That's fine. I'm just saying, if you're going to do an award show on MTV, which who the hell watches MTV, you should make it the one time a year where everybody tunes into MTV. People go, oh, right, MTV is still a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Wait, the iHeartRadio Music Awards, it's not on MTV because nobody watches MTV. It's on all these TBS and all that crap because people watch those. You know what I mean? So I get it. Like, if you're Millie Bobby Brown, you have to say, bullying has no place. That's great. Again, good message. But, like, you know, I want to see a boob flop. I want to see, like, somebody's ass hanging out. You know what I mean?
Two women kiss. You know? What?
Well, that was lame, but.
I thought it was cool.
By the way, we were talking about Toronto. Toronto Pride is this weekend?
No, I never said we were going down there for Pride. I said we're staying in the gay area.
Oh, I thought you were going for Toronto Pride.
I thought
Pride.
You said Toronto Pride before.
Well, I'm going to have Pride in Toronto, but I...
Well, that's very confusing.
No. But
you should have Pride all the time.
No, I don't know exactly when their Pride is. We were thinking...
You're going next weekend.
No, we're not going next weekend. We're going in July 21st.
Oh, right, okay.
The weekend of Roverfest.
No, it's the weekend of StandUpTogetherOhio.com.
That's right.
Sure.
.com.
Well,
Roverfest has all the help it needs. I need help.
You were just in time, Poundcake, because Canada just legalized recreational marijuana. They're the first
the whole country.
Wealthy Shut nation up. In the world. They're only the second country in the world, but the first wealthy nation to fully legalize marijuana. So it's Canada and Uruguay, who I assume were like, we need a way to make money. Uruguay have fully legalized recreational cannabis.
So you could just walk into like a dispensary and just be like, hey, I
want
some.
Like it's a smoke shop.
Like in Colorado here or Washington State or whatever.
I had half an eye open this morning. I was like barely waking up and my husband's like, hey, they legalized weed in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Smoke weed every day.
Updating his passport.
Yeah,
making
good morning.
Packing all his hockey sweaters. Just getting ready to go.
As soon as we get into the country, it's going to be like, can we get much higher? So
high? I'll tell you what, though. It'll be interesting to see how this affects United States drug policy, because it will. Because they're right there on the border. Canada has drug violence,
just
too.
Just legalize it already. Like, really? Look at the money the states are making that have legalized it.
Right, but banks still won't take that money because it's in violation of federal law.
Right, so they need to just legalize it.
It's an all-cash business.
It needs to be legalized.
Get rid of the red tape and just legalize it.
Nick Young on the Warriors, they just asked him, because they said that... They told him Canada legalized marijuana, and he goes, well, the United States should legalize cocaine.
Yeah.
Just like right in the we weren't talking about that. And he's like, just wanted to be out there.
He said everyone should try it.
They should.
See, I've had friends that try cocaine and they're like, it's wonderful. Don't ever try it. They tell me the exact opposite.
Don't. Okay, well then don't.
I'm not trying to.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
I'm already wired enough. Why do I need to add like a drug to that?
Well, because pot will have the opposite effect on you.
No, they said I'm talking about cocaine.
Yeah, we were saying how Nick Young said he wants to legalize cocaine.
I see. What you mean. I see. I'm still on.
Oh,
the weed,
I hate no weed. But
no, please do not
what
take cocaine.
What was that? Puff puff pass.
I mean,
pass.
Puff puff pass out.
I mean, you hitting the blood. I mean, you just pass on. But
what is he saying now? No, he's devolving into grunts, and I don't understand. Speaking of weed, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have, I love how they said, they bought a brand new apartment. No, she bought
she bought
a brand new
he apartment. He has money. He's not broke.
He doesn't have
$16 million. Dollars. He doesn't have, why haven't they come up with a name for them yet? Is there a celebrity portmanteau that they've given them?
Yeah, I think it was,
They're too early.
Wouldn't it be Grand Davidson?
Grand
the one they should
great.
Be calling
them.
They're still early, though. Like, this relationship
happened
a month ago. But it happened a month ago.
It doesn't matter. They're still engaged. They're buying a $16 million New York apartment, a five-bedroom apartment for $16 million. 4,000 square feet with a private IMAX theater.
Oh, as you do.
Oh, God, these two. And here's the thing. This is what, obviously, these two aren't going to last. But
no.
But I wish them all the happiness.
But they're
in the
both
world.
Harry Potter nerds, so maybe it will last.
Yeah, well,
Grande got cake.
Boy, if there's ever a successful formula for keeping two people together, the love of Hogwarts. You know, he's so Slytherin. No, is that they keep just recirculating the same two photos that they've been taking. Him kissing her, and his pictures. No, Pete Davidson, he blew his money on that ring. Mm-hmm. You see that rock he got?
Oh,
her?
Yeah.
$93,000. Pete Davidson to them money.
He's been on SNL for how long?
Like 3 years. And SNL does not pay that much. I mean, it pays well, but it is not millions and millions of dollars.
And he's on once a show. Like, they roll him out during update to vomit out some kind of stuff. He's a funny guy, but he ain't no... He's a smart dude.
He's a very high person.
Ariana Grande.
Stop counting his coin. You don't know what
now,
money
he's actually
he got.
Completely sober now.
No, he smokes a lot of weed.
He smokes a lot of weed.
He's very open about smoking weed still.
Yeah.
Still, I thought he got completely off
it. He just posted a picture with a blunt like a week ago.
Okay, I didn't know he was still smoking weed because I know there was a time when he was completely sober. So.
He has those like weed eyes where they're constantly red and constantly small. Like he has small beady eyes.
Beady eyes, right. Well, listen, she is unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Of course, Pete Davidson. Oh, what a handsome man he is. Pound cake. Since when did he become don't count his coin guy? Anyway, so the two of them are in a new $16 million. Listen, I hope these two crazy kids make it all work out. They keep getting tattoos that they're going to regret. H2GKMO is the new tattoo, which is short for honest to God, knock me out. All right.
Hmm.
I've had Pete Davidson on my celebrity death pool list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And this does not remove him from that.
Didn't he say he was like bipolar? He had some.
He's got borderline personality disorder.
Oh, right. Yes. How do you think he got on my list? It's a sure thing. Yeah.
Didn't he lose his dad in 9/11?
Yes.
He did, yeah.
So that could contribute to it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He lost his because they were making fun of it. They were
in the towers?
He was in a roast.
He was a firefighter, yeah.
Firefighter.
Wow. Yeah, he was in a roast for someone. It may have been Justin Bieber or something like that. And they were making fun of the fact that his dad got killed in 9/11. It was like very bizarre.
It's quite a roast.
I think he was the first SNL cast member like born in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, these two, I have a good feeling about them. They both like sticking their tongues out in photos.
Yeah,
that's the mark of a long-lasting couple. But I hope that everything works out for them. But I love these articles about how they bought a $16 million apartment.
Together.
Right. He's writing her checks for the groceries.
Yeah.
You know?
So what?
She's
keeping
foxy,
the lights
though.
On. That's about it.
Yep.
I bet you Mac Miller's like salty AF right now. Because what was their nickname? What was Ariana Grande and Mac Miller's like pet name? Like,
I don't know.
What do they call each other?
Mackiana? I don't know. She's got a new song dropping
Grande
with
Mac,
Nicki Minaj, by the way.
She already has one out called
Bed. They were in Snapchat telling Nicki Minaj said, the world can eat my ass. For those of you partial to a 12-course meal, I assume. That's a big, big feast if you're going to eat her ass. But okay, whatever, fine. But Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, I wish them nothing but the best. This thing is going to flame out spectacularly. But it's still going to be fun. Why can't two young kids in love just blaze their own trail? Literally, blaze their own trail with whatever.
She's been dating some. She likes bizarre dudes. I compare her like to Katy Perry because she dates a lot of weird dudes too, like Russell Brand. I wasn't.
She dates
fan
a lot of.
Of
white guys.
No. Katy Perry also dated the guy from Gym Class Heroes. He was real weird. Travis McCoy.
Yeah.
He was ugly, not very attractive.
Oh, I love Travis McCoy. Are you kidding?
You thought he was hot?
Hot AF.
For Erica, that's what she likes.
So I'm just thinking like this.
I like that dirty band boy look.
Yes,
I don't care
she
if you're
does.
White, black, mixed, whatever.
She likes you if you're white but look black mm-hmm. because you're so dirty. Dirty and gross.
Really in the coal miners.
That's right. Yeah. If you have to take a shower in your basement when you come home from work, that's what she likes.
These beautiful women with these ugly dudes.
Travis McCoy looked like Prince in 1978.
No.
On his mugshot.
From the Final Touch Construction Studios, this is the 50th anniversary of WMMS.
Buzzard Radio.
An iHeart Radio station. Ask Alexa to play WMMS on iHeart Radio.
Now, back to the Alan Cox Show.
Starting Monday, you'll be asking Alexa 1 hour earlier. We move to 2 o'clock beginning Monday. Make yourself a note. Change your plans if you visit your local house of worship near that time. I want to push that back. Whatever it is, take the kids out of school early. The Alan Cox Show begins 2 p.m. on Monday. If you listen to the show on iHeartRadio from out of state, thanks. Let me know where you are. Joey is a bureau chief in Dundee, Michigan. We heard from Ray earlier in the show, who's in Vancouver. Carl listens in Concord, North Carolina. Sean is in Mount Carmel, PA. Rachel is out at Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora, Colorado. Thank you for your service. I had an ex-girlfriend from Aurora. That was all I knew of Aurora until that kid shot up that movie theater. The Damn. Dark Knight dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was hey. A girlfriend of mine in college from Aurora.
What about, isn't that also where Columbine was?
That was Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, Littleton, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But still Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the legalized weed in Canada.
Yes.
Is that available now? Because they already had dispensaries there for medical, right?
I think it doesn't happen for a little bit. I don't think it's like today. I think they have to...
It's not like they had shops waiting to open.
They have to implement it. And
well,
then,
I thought they already had medical marijuana, so people could go in there with their cards and, you know, just get some.
They probably have some of those facilities, but not as many as they'll probably have for recreation.
Like yeah, this. I think medical marijuana for a lot of, even here in the States, has been kind of that initial dipping the toe in the pool. And so after a while, they go... Look, people are lying to get these cards. Mm-hmm. You know how many people have medical marijuana cards and they're right as rain?
You know, I always wondered about the people when you go to another country and you want to experiment with drugs. Those people are so ballsy. Either they smuggle it in somehow through like with a teddy bear or something into the country, or they're going to these like ghettos of these neighborhoods to try and go get some coke or whatever. I'm like, how do you trust these people that you've never met before, and you must really want to get high?
You smoked weed in Jamaica, did you not?
No.
Oh.
I didn't smoke weed in Jamaica.
It's the same logic.
Oh, that guy tried to buy weed in our van in Jamaica.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't me. And plus, that was off the resort, and that's still sketchy. Like,
but that's the same logic we apply when we talk about you on Grindr.
Exactly.
But I know this area. I'm not going into some
foreign
land.
But you don't know that person.
But they come to my house, so, you know, I got worse.
Yeah, they now know where you live.
Why would anyone want home field advantage when they're meeting someone on a dating app?
Also, they don't always come to your house.
Hey, come over to my house. Like, what? I'm going to need to meet you in a park first.
That's even worse.
I don't even meet Craigslist people at my house.
And that was
to
a long
buy
time
something.
Ago.
I meet at a neutral location.
I haven't done that
Switzerland?
In a long time.
Yeah. Australia, actually.
Dude, I bought this credenza from this girl. She insisted in meeting me on the corner.
Australia?
I don't know. They're pretty out of the loop.
Well, they're not
geographically.
Neutral, though.
They're not politically neutral.
Yeah. Okay.
As to your question.
He's like, okay, I have no legs to stand on.
As to your question, I don't know.
I just had friends.
You want to get high, boy. If you got a cop, yeah. You got a cop. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's just ballsy. Just because
it is ballsy.
I have friends of mine that
show Locked Up Abroad. There's a whole show about people get in trouble for dumb things like that.
Yeah. Watch the movie Midnight Express from 35 years ago.
I say you do not do anything illegal in another country because you do not want to be in their jail.
Just places that you're not familiar with. Like, I had friends that they wanted to go to Vegas. They were on, I think they might have been on like a business trip. Go figure, they're on a business trip, and they're like, oh, man.
That's when people get down.
Yeah, you know? And then they met this guy outside of this like hotel. They're like, okay, one of you guys has to ride with me to go get, you know, the package. And I would be like, oh, hell no, I'm not getting in the car with you, you drug dealer middleman, like, you little pusher man. I'm not getting in the car with you.
Pusher man. He shops a different kind of package on Grindr. And
he's a puss. Never mind.
No.
Puss man.
No, never mind.
Puss hat.
Nope.
And one of my friends got in the car and rode with them to the hood to go get this package. I'm like, are you insane? You could have gotten shot or robbed.
But
like,
they didn't.
Do you not understand that exactly what Alan just said? We could say the same things about you.
And we have.
It's less sketchy. I don't care what
you're
saying.
There's no way it's less sketchy.
It is less sketchy.
He's coming from the perspective of somebody
you're
who has used Grindr. I've never used Grindr. The whole thing is sketchy to me. Any dating app, if I were on...
Sketchy.
Yes. So
it's not as sketchy.
I'm completely ignorant of the whole process.
But how do you have statistics to prove that?
Sex is not as...
Here's the thing, Poundcake. With drugs, it is a transaction. If they want a repeat customer, they have no reason to kill you.
Kill you, yes.
Right? Sex,
if you're visiting.
Sex and violence are intertwined in a lot of people's brains. So, yes, it's way more dangerous. Huh?
It's not as sketchy. You're participating in, you know,
it's very
risky behavior
sketchy.
Both ways.
You don't know what kind of diseases those people have. You don't even know them.
I said it's not as sketchy.
I have friends at home who are on Grindr. Mm-hmm. And I think they're on, like, Grindr is like entry level for them.
Yeah.
They're on whatever these like serious hardcore.
Right, yeah.
And
like looking for holes, basically.
They're like, they got two guys come over. I'm like, oh my God.
I've had friends that do that, and that's
I'm
going to
read about you being dead on Facebook.
I know.
There was a guy, I have a friend that his thing is anonymous, you know, transactions. Like, he likes to be blindfolded. And he likes to do like the glory hole thing. Like he likes random people to come over. This one guy, he told me about, he was blindfolded after he, you know, messages this guy on Grindr who was DL. So I'm assuming he was married, gives him his address. And then he's laying on a couch waiting for this guy to come over. And then he feels,
I want your sperm.
As the guy comes over, he knows that he's there. He didn't tell the other guy that the guy brought a friend. Okay, so the guy that he originally messaged brought a friend with him. So they were both there. Now, mind you, he was like, oh, this is awesome. But I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, do you not know they could have beat your head in with a baseball bat? Like, they could have
But that's
you.
Part of the excitement. That's
yes,
what they want.
That you might die
that
getting
there
off.
There could be something horribly wrong.
He
and
loved
that's
it.
Yeah, of course. That's his fetish. That's his thing.
Yeah, dude.
I had to have my sphincter stitched shut. It was horrible.
Dude was like, I brought a friend. Hope you don't mind. I was like, yes, I mind. Just like, give me a heads up first.
You're,
listen, if I lived in a world where I could get two girls to anonymously come over, do things to me while I'm blindfolded and then they leave without saying a word, I would do it.
But that doesn't know what he looks like.
Right, who cares?
Bill would be an investor in that app.
That is like beyond, at least I know what the guy, I see a photo of you, like you send me like your location.
You
I see
had
what
a
car
guy drive over to your house.
I had him park
in your driveway.
I know what he looked like.
By the way,
to perform a sex act, he could have driven away with you and never returned.
Not to mention Poundcake. You know what the picture they put on the app looks
yeah,
like. You
I
don't
mean,
know what
verified.
They look like.
I still gotta go.
It
out
could
and,
be
like,
Bigfoot coming over, and you go, "Whoa, you do not look like Cristiano Ronaldo."
I've had that happen before.
You look like the statue they removed.
That's right.
Why do you try to defend this so much instead of just embrace the fact that you did some dangerous things? And
I lived recklessly. I'm
yeah,
not gonna
so
lie.
So why?
You still
but,
do.
But you're
I'm
still
nowhere,
so defensive
because
of
I'm nowhere
it.
Near the level that some of these people go.
But it doesn't matter because if you die, it doesn't matter if you get murdered by some guy on Grindr versus murdered by a drug dealer. You're still dead.
But there's also no way to quantify the levels of risk.
Right.
No. So I mean,
there is no way to quantify that, and I'd argue it's even more dangerous because not only do you have to worry about is that person like a sane individual and is this person going to murder me, they probably have some kind of disease.
Well, that's why I always strap up, but this guy...
But strap like up doesn't help with the oral...
Mouth stuff, yeah.
Listen, anybody who's on dating apps has taken a certain percentage of their life in their hands,
mm-hmm.
gay or straight.
Yeah.
I don't do it so much anymore. I've kind of learned.
Stop.
But if, to his point, if he doesn't do it that much anymore.
You still meet people and have one-night stands all the time.
I meet people first. Before it was just
but
like
they
come over.
But it doesn't matter. Anyone could be like, hey, I'm a perfectly sane person for a couple hours and then turn out to be a psychopath.
And then get all basic instinct ice pick on
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
But I'm saying that's the risk you take. When you meet somebody in a club, you're having a good time. You're like, okay, I'm going to take
that's
this
true.
Person
if
home.
That's true. If you take
Everybody
someone home
that.
From the club, mm-hmm. that's true.
Which I feel is unsafe.
But that's the,
right,
that's
but
life.
What are you going to sit in your room with your thumb up your ass the rest of your life? I mean, you got to live, man.
Or you could get to know someone.
And he can still be crazy. After I get
that reminds me, I need to wash my thumb.
uh-huh.
Yeah. After you get to know them and then you sleep with them, not only are they crazy, but you wasted all that time getting to know them.
Yay!
You banged them.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't know what they have, what people have. Just because somebody says they're clean, they've been tested, does not mean that's the truth.
Well, everybody has HPV, so you know that.
Yeah. You're probably going to have warts at some point.
Don't tell me what I'm going to have, all right? I've been tested.
God, like, so...
Because, like, she always just jumps down.
Why do you get
throat?
So worked
Here's
up about it?
If you engage in sexual acts with people you don't know, gay, straight, whatever, you are putting yourself at risk for getting a sexually transmitted disease.
That's why they added
that's a fact.
That's why they added the Q to LGBT for questioning. Because people are like, what the hell am I going to do with all this stuff that's around
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
Yep. I got a lot of questions, and I'd like to be added to that list of consonants, please.
How did this
please?
Even just turn back to me? I was talking about people in risky
drugs. Because you made it about you.
No, I did. I said people going to get drugs in different
right,
countries.
Because then we pointed that. Out that that risk that they're taking is similar,
similar to
risks that you've
risks.
Taken.
I didn't go out looking for people to bang.
We but know that you have. We know you have an answer for every one of our questions.
Yeah.
Not most of them are not good, but okay. You do have. He's the Sarah Sanders of our show,
uh-huh.
really. Mm-hmm. Poundcake is our own little Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah
you have
Huckabee
a question,
Poundcake.
Sarah Huckabee Poundcake. Good for you. You cannot get him off his game. Frankly, that's the kind of person I want around here. You cannot get him off his game at all. You ask him a question, he goes, yep, nope.
I just don't think that's fair, though.
Okay, I have one question. Will there ever be a time where we say, hey, but I think that your risk behavior, you know, you're engaging in high-risk behavior, and you would go, oh, I can see your point. Is there ever a time where you just go, oh, I can see what you mean?
I do see your point, and I can see what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
Well, no, you prompted that out of him.
Right.
Will there ever be a spontaneous? Will there ever be a spontaneous response from you along those lines?
Have you ever in your life, someone asked you something, or someone made a valid point to you, and you went, "Yeah, I didn't think about it that way."
Yes, touche, bitch. Yes, I do.
Do you know that I don't care?
Touche, bitch.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that's a fair comparison because everybody has sex. Not everybody does drugs.
Not everybody has sex.
Everybody has sex.
No, more
people have sex than they do go out and do
You
drugs.
Don't know that.
I've never
where are you
had a
getting these stats?
Stand.
By the way, the Venn diagram of those two groups is a real big center then. So you don't know from whence you speak. You don't know who does more.
Like that,
of what. You're trying to justify what
fair,
you
it's
do.
It's not a fair comparison because everybody has the one. Even rather.
Then why are you making it?
It's not, she's making the comparison.
No, you're saying that more people do, that's still a comparison.
No, she's trying to compare me wanting to have sex with people to me going out into the
they
ghettos.
They are both, yes, they are both risky
into
behaviors.
The ghettos,
in the
drugs.
Ghetto.
I'm going out into the ghettos.
Yeah.
Went out to get some coke in the ghetto.
Do you guys
ghetto.
Have any drugs here in the ghetto?
Yeah.
Whether people are getting laid or not, people have the desire to get laid. Not everyone has the desire to.
Excuse, ah, oh, damn it.
Nah, the one time you don't have batteries.
Does it work? Hold on. Attention, ghetto citizen! Could someone supply me with drugs and/or risky sex?
Whatever.
Uh huh.
I'm saying they're comparable.
No,
you
not.
Cannot quantify
they
whether
are.
It is or it isn't.
It would be if I was going into the ghettos to buy a prostitute.
But you are saying that they're not the same because you're making a huge leap in logic. You're assuming that they're two completely different. Risk levels, and all we're saying
but
is
it's not illegal
there's
to
no
have sex.
Quantify that.
It's not illegal to have sex
in a lot of places.
Adult.
It's not illegal to take drugs.
Yeah.
Cocaine is illegal everywhere.
I actually would feel safer with a prostitute because it's in her best interest to be clean.
Right, but the legality of the behavior has nothing to do with its risk level.
I'm saying there's different variables.
There's a lot of legal things. Cigarette smoking is legal, not good for you.
But what I'm saying is if you go into somewhere with some guy and you get beat up and mugged and they're like, hey, this guy stole my wallet while I was trying to buy drugs from him. What are you going to do?
Why do you think it's more likely that that would happen in a drug transaction than in a fluid transaction?
Because you can call the police and say, hey, you know, I just wanted to, I was... brought this guy over, I wanted to have sex, and he stole my wallet. They could go out and get that guy.
And as the cops are laughing while they hang up on you.
Exactly.
That's how. And by the way, if you went to... people lie all the time who get beat up in drug transactions. They go, oh, I just got mugged on the corner. They don't tell them, hey, I was here buying drugs, and this guy beat me up.
But if you're in the slums of wherever, they're going
to
be like...
where are these slums? By the way, I hate to break it to you. You can get drugs in real nice neighborhoods.
From anywhere.
I went to a rich kid's... we weren't rich, but I went to a rich kid's private Catholic high school, and everybody knew the best drugs were from those rich kids.
I know at least three of my friends I could call now.
All the public school kids came over to get cocaine.
I'm gonna need
pot.
Those friends' names.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a guy.
Well, I know a guy too, but still.
So do you have to go to the ghetto?
I'm from around here. I'm not traveling.
When you go to ghetto some ass,
I'm not visiting here. If I'm moving somewhere else, I wouldn't know where to get the drugs. So I'd be like, maybe the ghettos. Then
one or there's ghettos.
Pound cake. Talk to someone.
Pound cake would be the guy who lands in Amsterdam and goes, could you point me to your ghettos, fine sir?
Yelp trying to find the nearest ghetto.
Pound cake thinks drug deals go down like they do in movies and the way they tell you in D.A.R.E. programs where you have to go find
the
a dude standing
handshake.
On the corner. Yeah, like that doesn't...
He's been watching The Wire. Yeah.
You do the sly handshake and you go about your business.
Could you point me to the Stringer Bell residence, please? I'd like to procure some heroin, if you don't mind. In the ghetto, Pound Cake went out to score some weed in the ghetto. In the ghetto. Yeah. In the ghetto.
Man, he wouldn't survive a minute.
And his penis fries. What's that?
So that's why I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go to the ghettos. That's
right,
why I said
but you have been in some crotch ghettos.
Yes. For sure.
Please explain what you mean. Elaborate.
You know what I mean.
Crotch ghettos? What does that mean?
You've been in some dirty situations.
Yes, you have.
Such as?
What do you mean, such
you
as?
Need to get into detail.
Things you've told us. Guys coming out to your house in the driveway.
But do you not recall us roasting you on the show years ago of you? Literally, the only transaction that occurred between you and another dude was pick of your penis and address. And that was it.
And, hey, I need my glasses back.
Yeah.
And then performing a sex act again just to get the glasses back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's
yeah,
right.
Okay, yes. That's where you say, I see where you have a point there.
I see you have a point there.
Alan, didn't Touche Bitch win last season of RuPaul's Drag Race? Thank you, Maverick. Right. Pound Cake is my brain when I was on drugs, somebody said.
That's
there you go.
And that's the thing. He's not even on drugs. This is just the way his brain works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I worry about him sometimes.
He'll be fine.
Him no times. There's no point in worrying over something that you can't control.
He will be just fine. Poundcake knows what his limits are, and if he doesn't, he will find out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I live with two strong men. Because, goddammit, I like chicken, okay?
You live with two twins that can barely ride roller coasters.
Come here, boy!
Two strong men. Right.
That's why I feel comfortable with roommates. Like, when I lived in Akron, I was like, I got, you know, five strong men that don't like me, but they rather, you know, fight you than fight me, so, you know. I had no problem.
Well, you lived in, like, the attic, so they'd have to get through all of those guys before they got to you.
Exactly.
His room in that old apartment was literally, like, where they shoved Cinderella and made her live with, like, the mice.
Yeah, you're talking about my Akron house?
The mice were making him a dress.
Your Akron frat house.
Yeah.
You know that I don't care?
I had the fire escape room.
The owl house.
So it was actually kind of lit because...
he literally was, like, shoved into this tiny corner.
It was kind of lit.
He had a single bed. Like, not a twin. Like,
no,
it wouldn't even rise the level of a twin.
It was like
basically a cot.
It was like a bunk mattress.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I think the futon was bigger than my actual bed.
It was,
yeah.
For sure.
He was in a self-imposed prison, surrounded by owls.
It's the Alan Cox Show. The whole thing is f***ing pointless. On 100.7 WMMS.
Oh, the beautiful George Carlin.
We'll be gone Friday, but it will be the 10th anniversary of George Carlin's untimely demise. And so I'll be celebrating in my own way as both my birthday eve and the anniversary of Carlin's death. It is bittersweet for AC. So for those of you playing the Alan Cox Show bittersweet bingo card at home, feel free to mark down June 22nd for yours truly.
Still using that same chapstick, huh?
Thanks.
Excuse me.
Are you all right?
Got their throat gargles.
Get them gurglies.
This one's almost cashed, and then I'll get a new one. Why?
Hey, what about all those ones that I got you for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going through those. Yeah, okay. I just peel the labels off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill's
creature of habit.
He's my pusher man. Yeah.
I think, didn't I get you some lip balm too? Didn't we both end up doing that? Or
probably.
I think so.
Yeah, Gwen calls me a little bit before the show, and she's like, "Is there anything I can get you for your birthday?" Because normally she'll throw a dart and nail it. Really, mm-hmm. She's way better at that than I am. And I get that I'm a pain in the ass for anybody who wants to be nice to me. Just in general, I understand it's not easy to be nice to me. I know you know. I'm preaching to the choir. But I got a hot wife. I got beautiful children. You know, I have coworkers whom I adore.
That's what you said.
Yeah. I said, what more could I need? Yeah, I don't know. You know, I never have a good answer. One year, I'd love to have a great answer. Be like, you know what? I'm proud of myself for even the little things. She goes, something sound good for dinner? This like a week or so ago. I go, yeah, I'd like a hamburger. That was for me to make a decision.
Big.
Like, oh, it's big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time you want to eat the hamburger at?
How dare you ask him that?
Not that. Well, starting next week, we'll be getting home earlier, right?
Yeah. Actually definitely works for my eating schedule, too.
Starting Monday, the show begins at 2 o'clock.
It's hard to eat at 7 o'clock at night.
It is.
Or mostly like 8 by the time we get home and get food made.
Well, and it's hard for people who are waiting for you at home to eat, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we got a toddler who gets hungry at 5:30, you know, so. But anyway, yeah, it's not... Alan, your White Sox took a beating today. I know. I didn't even look at the final, but in the eighth, it was 11. Oh, God. So not only do they sweep them...
They got one hit.
12-0. Also, for people who are pointing out Wayne's World in Aurora, that was Aurora, Illinois, is where Wayne's World was set. Yeah. That's a suburb of Chicago.
Which I didn't know there was another Aurora.
Aurora, Colorado. That's right. Yep. They are auctioning off J.R. Smith's Game 1 Cavs jersey.
Oh.
The game famous for his debacle. They're auctioning it off. They're hoping that a Cavs fan will bid on it and then burn it, since that's what people like to do here, is burn jerseys. As of yesterday, 58 people had submitted a bid for this. Boy, Bill, you were complaining about not getting enough votes on that Akron Fire porn petition. They only got 58 bids for J.R. Smith's Game 1 jersey.
Ended up picking up, though. It's over 250 now.
250. If you go, where can they go to it? At Bill Squire?
Yeah, Bill Squire on Twitter. You can find the link there.
We've set up, Bill set up a petition to get the Akron firefighter porno released publicly.
Mm-hmm. And not on some janky website either. We want a real legitimate website to release it.
That's right. We could already get it in some grainy form.
People are said, like, you can get it here, or you could...
That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking
about. Right.
We want it released on the Akron City Hall website.
That's right.
That's what I want.
We didn't just discover the internet. We know where to find things. But, yeah, we want it on a legit...
I want them to have to make a statement. Yes, we have seen your petition. We will not succumb to the signatures, or they will say, well, it's what the people want. I guess we'll release it. And it's not just in the hands of the Akron Fire Department. I included Donald Trump Jesus.
That's right.
As people that can get this done.
Listen, if nothing happens between Trump and Jesus, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Did you see he signed an executive order today? to keep families together at the borders.
Yeah.
So that's something.
He could have done that at any time.
For sure.
I don't know why
he had to wait until there was an outrage about it.
But they wanted the outrage.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted. Yeah. So I'm, again, as confused as ever. So I will wait and see what that means.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed right now. I don't know why you would ever go down the route they went down. There's clearly...
Well, how did we even end up here is my question.
The fact that Jeff Sessions had to go on television and explain why we're not like the Nazis. I don't understand how we got... If you have a conversation where you have to publicly explain how you're different from the Nazis, we're in a completely different area that I don't know how we got there in the first place. So they wanted people to flip out so that all his mouth breathers would really feel like he was doing something. Where is that Jeff Sessions thing? There it is, where he had to explain. You know.
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter. We need to-
Yeah, they were keeping them from leaving the country. I wonder why they were doing that. In 1933, the Jews could still leave the country. Not so much by 39, smart guy. So, yeah, I'm good. I can't pat a guy in the back for doing something he should have done.
Well, I'm not patting him on the back.
That he should have never done.
I mean, at least there's that. I'm looking for the silver lining in anything that I can find.
The two clips that really made the rounds that I thought really exemplified the empathy gap were the Corey Lewandowski clip.
Oh, wow.
And the Rachel Maddow clip.
Yes.
Which was and I watch Rachel Maddow, and it was at the very end of the show.
Yeah. She's known for being pretty
wooden.
Yes.
Not wooden.
Stoic, maybe.
Stoic is a good word, but yeah. I mean, she apologized on Twitter for breaking down.
Yeah.
I'll play you. Do we want to play these?
Yeah. I mean, I think if people haven't heard them, you should hear them.
Corey Lewandowski was a guy who was on the Trump campaign who got summarily kicked out the door, but all these guys realize there's nowhere else for them to go. So they continue to kind of try to prove to Trump from a distance what douchebags they are, so he'll somehow still picture them in his orbit. So this Corey Lewandowski guy was on a panel over on Fox News with a guy who was complaining about these kids being taken away from their parents.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
Wah, wah.
I read about a did you say want want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want
you?
Up, but the bottom
How
line is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally,
sir?
You
How
have
dare
given
you?
Up the
we
rights
have infants
of this
that are being taken
Look,
from their mothers.
How absolutely dare you? That was kind of a weird mix, but in the moment,
he was just very fired up, and I understand.
If I still called him sir, though, I would have been like, bitch, like, on live TV. Like, well, you still call him sir
I'd be
after
like,
that?
You M-F-er.
Yeah, you would have to bleep me.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Sad story.
You
of
about
a
to
child
get tucked up.
Who's innocent and has nothing to do with this, or nor do they understand what's happening.
Rachel Maddow on her show at the very end was trying to read some new news and couldn't get through it.
We've been talking about the story all night, but the AP has just broken some new news. This has just come out from the Associated Press. This is incredible. Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other young children to at least three. Can we put up the graphic of this? Thank you. Do we have it? No. Three no. tender age shelters in South Texas. Lawyers and medical providers. Just, I think I'm going to have to hand this off. Yeah. Sorry. That doesn't resonate. We'll see you again tomorrow. Now it is time for the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Now, if you're a parent, try getting through that. She's not a parent. Rachel Maddow didn't have kids. But to try to get through that, and that's why, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, where's Ivanka? She's a mother. You know, it's like, who cares?
But she's not the president.
And he's a father, last time I checked.
Yeah.
Hence the Ivanka. Plus, I've heard she's feckless. So,
Well, I heard people were saying Melania was behind closed doors trying to urge Trump to keep the families together.
Well, publicly, all the first ladies came out, including Melania Trump. I mean, you know,
and Laura Bush. And
listen, Republicans can never again run on family values. So they've sacrificed that part of it. But
yeah, I need to understand how somebody can be pro-life. You want a child to be born because you feel it deserves to survive. And if that child's not American and didn't come here legally, you no longer care about that child. I don't understand what that is.
Not only that, but this was never really about the law. They're trying to pretend like these people are... You know, there are people that come through illegally. Mm. These are people looking for asylum. It's not illegal to seek asylum from the United States.
And they're in dangerous situations.
The shell game is when these guys go, you got to apply for asylum legally, and then just arrest them when they come over to apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. So you got to... You know, so it was never about the law.
There was a quote that
it's political. By the way... Those tent cities that they were going to set up, those were three times as expensive, or would have been to us, the taxpayer, mm-hmm. than just keeping families together. So again, what a businessman this guy is. What a master negotiator. What a smart dude to be paying three times. Taxpayer, he doesn't care. To him, it's a bowl of M&Ms, but, you know.
Well, and someone had made the argument to me on Twitter, just basically saying that, well, these parents have no business bringing their children to the border anyway. I'm like, these parents don't have an option, some of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You would walk your child across a desert if there was a chance for a better life for them
and
safety.
The quote that I heard that I really liked is, a parent wouldn't send their kid in a boat if the water wasn't more safe than the land that they're on. So,
well, and it also comes down to the people who are trying to muddy the waters, too. And I'll play this little clip here of where CNN went to Mesa, Arizona to talk to some blue hairs about what they thought. Guess what? But people trying to muddy the waters by saying, some of those kids, those aren't their real parents.
Yeah, they're
MS-13 trying to bring kids across the border. Trust me,
kids.
If there was an MS-13 member who ran for Congress and said he was a Trump guy, they'd be patting that dude on the back. Mm-hmm. So it didn't have anything to do with MS-13. Here's some old people in Arizona.
At Nana D's Diner in Mesa, Arizona, you can find plenty of good food. What you won't find, especially among Trump fans, is sympathy for immigrant families separated at the...
I love how they set that up, too. They always, you know... A lot of good food.
Yeah.
Because it did sound like a commercial.
I know.
It sounded like they were doing like a one tank trip or something.
Yeah.
Like, we go to this diner. They have great mashed potatoes, comfort food. But
what's not on the menu? Sympathy.
They'll find no comfort.
These people that we have coming across the border illegally are breaking the rules. Oh, I have no feelings for them at all.
Despite the images of children torn from their parents or the sounds of kids crying in a detention center, folks here back the president completely.
It's not about Mexicans. That's what everybody is so angry about. It's not. I don't care if you're from Canada. I don't care if you're from where. You just can't come into this state and reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
She doesn't even know what she's against.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Do you know what I mean? No, I don't know what you mean. And by the way, it's not even about open borders. There have to be ways to... But in all this talk of more border control, you've never heard them mention we're going to send more asylum officers down there. People who can process people coming in. Mm-hmm. This isn't about illegal immigrants. They don't want legal immigration either. They don't want anybody coming in.
No.
Who might be brown or whatever.
Well, that's exactly what this is.
I just... The interesting thing to me is, for as much as people who live here are so into their culture, you know, we're Irish or whatever the hell I am.
Sure.
Welsh, you know, people who are so proud of their heritage, and they should be, whatever. I'm Italian or whatever. Nobody seems to be in touch with their, like, the feeling of their immigrant background.
Right, right.
That's the weird thing to me. These are all white people, obviously, they're talking to, but all of them came from somewhere. It's like so far away from that, and I know some people have been here a long time. It's just weird to me. As into their individual cultures as they are, man, when it comes to other people, they seem to be like, yep, nope, sorry.
Right.
My great-great-grandparents made it here, but oh well.
And you're living in a place like Mesa, Arizona, that used to be Mexico for like... Not that long ago.
Well, and these are people that, if you're in Arizona, which is a very conservative state, you're surrounded by Mexicans. And I mean, demographically, I understand where people are coming from there. I just don't get, like I said, this woman can't even explain what she's talking about.
The thing is, it's part of our culture, though, of our country, is to be this melting pot. To have all these great restaurants and arts.
Have
and
all the
that
cultures
stuff.
Come together. Yeah. Yeah.
The reason that it's so, and that's why the comparisons to Europe, I think, are not good, because it's so hard to assimilate in Europe. Over here, it's a lot easier to assimilate, and mm-hmm. a lot of people want to do that. In Europe, it's real hard because people, you know, if you're Muslim, you end up in a neighborhood that's just your people.
Right.
There are people in Europe who look at America and are like, man, how do you guys do it? I mean, it's a much bigger country, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's more room to move around. But it's a lot harder to assimilate in Europe. Mm-hmm. So you have communities that are cut off from the other ones. Whereas here, it's a lot easier to move around and be with your own people or not or whatever.
Right.
So it's really kind of apples and oranges when it comes to overseas.
Do you think that people are living off of the state
Absolutely.
But not doing it legally?
Absolutely. And I think it's bullshit.
You hear a lot of anger and a lot of the president's own arguments, especially that many of the immigrants are actually criminals posing as parents.
Now, when you have a bad guy coming across, kidnapping a kid and trying to come across, I don't buy that.
How many of these do you think could be bad guys?
I don't really know, but there's a lot of people being hurt by bad guys coming into this country. A lot of people.
That isn't true, but it is what these Trump voters believe.
That's not true at all.
But that's the thing.
But it's
you
what he believes.
You can't tell them because they'll just say, oh, it's the mainstream media trying to conflate things. I know the real truth. And it doesn't... There's no explaining anything to people.
But
like
I would
that.
Have more respect if somebody answered with X, Y, and Z instead of all these people have real strong opinions about things that they don't seem to know. He goes, how many people do you think? Oh, I don't know.
Some people.
That's not true. Like I said, but just, they think it is.
Just say you're a racist. If you just come out and say it like, I don't like Mexicans. Okay, well, we know where you stand. Why are we trying to debate?
Because these
you
people have
reasoning?
Jobs and they're on camera. And they they're probably retired. These people actually don't
but
probably
I'm
have
sure
jobs.
And they're hiding behind these beliefs. And that's why they say, when they talk about people living off the government and taking advantage of the system that's in place, there's white people that are doing
more
that, like the more American people are doing that than immigrants, and they just use it as a talking point to hide behind their fear.
And nobody coming across the border with their kids under each arm are coming in and living high off the hog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to switch, no matter how good you think they might have it with our system, you want to switch places with them? I bet you don't.
Yeah.
50 cents an hour.
That isn't true, but it is what these Trump voters believe. Madeleine Carroll doesn't like CNN.
True.
And she doesn't like the way the media, she says, is trying to make her feel guilty.
Quit trying to make us feel teary-eyed for the children. Yes, I love children a great deal. But to me, it's up to the parents to do things rightfully and legally.
I wonder how long he had to talk that woman into getting on camera, because he prefaced it by, you know, she doesn't like CNN, but we talked to her, you know.
They pay them for their interviews, I think, right?
No, say, can we put you on camera? Yeah.
I also don't understand how they're not able to have any ounce of empathy for these experiences that they're going through.
They look at freeloaders.
You had such a promised and such a nice life.
Well, they just can't
as
relate.
An American. Right, but and they don't even give it a chance. They don't even try. They just go, oh, those parents, they're not doing the right thing for their kids. They actually are doing the right thing for the kids. It's the best thing that they know how to do, because they're trying to get their kids to a place where they can have a better life, and they just go, oh, we'll just make the better life there. It's not an option.
Well, that's why this thing blew up so big, because a lot of people are like, look, I could even quietly understand if somebody was like, I don't want some Mexican dude coming over here. But when an old woman goes, stop trying to make me teary-eyed over children. That's a whole different thing. You know what?
That's my grandma. I'm like, you bitch, grandma.
That's what I'm saying. There's plenty,
stop trying to make me feel guilty for ripping children out of their parents' arms. Oh, I'm sorry. I should make you feel comfortable about that, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Alan. You're talking about, like, oh, well, no one wants to blatantly come out and be racist. Yes, they do. There's plenty of other... There's racist bosses that will happily employ other races. They can have a racist community.
Just
say you're a racist.
The actor Peter Fonda, right? Way back in the day, Easy Rider. He's a longtime old school hippie or whatever. The Secret Service called him because he tweeted some all caps, we should kidnap Barron Trump from Melania's arms and see how she likes it. And the White House is like, it's sick and it's irresponsible. It's like, all right, I get it.
But you're actually doing that
right.
to these immigrants.
So the threat of it gets you a visit from the Secret Service. But to actually do it is A-okay. It's just weird. It's a
and
lot
I don't
of...
think it's a political issue in regards to the kids. It's a moral issue. You do not do that to innocent children that didn't have a choice.
Well, listen, whatever moves they're making in that direction, if it keeps people together, I guess that's a good thing. I'm just not clear what the motivation at this point was when you spent the past few, you know, they're in the process of setting up detention centers. Like, why would you all of a sudden?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but I didn't know it was like that. You know, I did until these videos and pictures and audio came out. I did not know it was like that.
Well, they're probably trying to keep it on the DL for. I got a break here, but
real quick, can I just say something? This is the stuff that we know about. Think about the stuff that we don't know about that they're keeping under
wraps. Yeah, like your Grindr profile.
Yeah,
always come back to me.
From the Final Touch Construction Studios, this is the 50th anniversary of WMMS.
Buzzard Radio.
An iHeartRadio station. Ask Alexa to play WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Now back to the Alan Cox Show.
When I was in Pittsburgh, when I first moved there, there was a guy at one of our other stations whose air name was Kenny Woods. And I didn't get it because I was brand new. So I thought his real name was Kenny Wood. And I think even when I found out about Kenny Wood, I still thought his name was Kenny Woods. I was like, oh, what a coincidence. He's like, no, you dope. Oh, gotcha. All right.
I find myself always referring to Java Joel as Java. If I see him in the hallway, I'm like, what up, Java? I'm like,
I call him Joel.
Why am I calling him Java? That's clearly not his name.
Well, that's what everybody around here calls him, though.
Yeah,
I just would not want to be...
His name is Joel.
Yeah, I would not want to be called by my air name.
Well, it is your name.
Right. I don't like people calling me Alan Cox. I want people to call me by my alias.
What's that?
Delicate Watkins.
Oh, right. Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. I want to know, you know, Trump is so eager to get rid of all these illegals. With him owning the hotels and his golf courses, is he going to get rid of the people who do his groundskeeping and his housekeeping?
No. In fact, every time they need a position filled on a Mar-a-Lago, they're filing for immigrant visas. And people think that I'm saying that there's no immigration. Listen, the point is very simple. People go, all right, you're coming in illegally. I completely agree. These people that were having their kids taken, though, in large proportion, were people who were coming to seek asylum. They were coming from Central America. They were coming from Nicaragua, those kinds of countries. They weren't just running across the border. There's plenty of those people, sure. These are people that it's not illegal to seek asylum from the United States. So for people like they should go the proper channels. That's precisely what they were trying to do. It had become the administration's specifically stated goal that they would still be arrested. So then what are you supposed to do? If you have people trying to adhere to the law because they want to come here, they don't want to come here and get thrown in jail, then what do you do? So, sympathy for criminals. That's not what we're talking about.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I know that's not what you're saying.
Oh, and another thing. I'm 45. Do you think I'm too old to join the Space Force?
I certainly hope not, because I'm going to be right there behind you, Mike. I want to do that little Spies Like Us centrifuge thing that they could maybe have us in there.
There'll be some space-time continuum, you know, some black hole, and it'll age you backwards or something.
Oh, like Benjamin Button
or something.
Mike and I? All right, I like that.
Matthew McConaughey movie?
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
All right, we'll look into it.
What is your objective?
My objective? Well, I object to taking a girl out, you know, and buying her dinner, and then she won't put out for you.
Why are you here?
Why am I here? Why are you here? Why is anybody here? I think it was John Paul Sartre who once said, how do you spell Sartre? Ow! And let that be a lesson to you.
Every minute you don't tell us why you're here, I cut off a finger.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
Damn.
Oh, Spies Like Us. What an underrated movie.
Have you been keeping up with what businesses are doing to, like, help prevent these kids from being separated from their families?
What businesses are doing?
Well, yeah, Frontier Airlines, American Airlines, United, they're all saying, they told the government officials that if you are using, you're not allowed to, use our aircraft to anymore.
There were a lot of governors, Republican and Democrats, who would not commit National Guard resources to the, and that's really...
That's what we need. That's where the money is.
Right, because you're not going to shame Trump into doing anything.
Nope,
you're going to start,
pull the resources.
Yeah. Alan, I used to live in Ohio, and I thought like you guys, after 8 years in southern Arizona, your opinions changed dramatically. Listen, I lived in California. Not everybody's the same. Your opinions changed. I've lived in a lot of places. I've lived around a lot of Mexicans and brown people, and it didn't change my opinion of how people should be treated with respect to their children. So if people are talking about immigration, I get it. But net immigration, and again, this is not new news, net immigration from Mexico has been close to zero over the past few years. And this whole thing with taking kids out of their parents' arms, that wasn't deterring anyone.
No, because they don't know.
Right.
They don't. It's not like they're getting updates on their smartphones as they're seeking asylum. Like, oh, hey, they're going to throw us in a camp. We better find another place to go.
Yeah.
And they don't have... They're not paying
attention.
They're
not up to date.
Yeah, they're not watching the news.
And people love pointing out to me that Obama's policy was essentially the same.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
He kept families together.
He kept families together.
That's a Trump policy.
Sometimes, as a side effect, there would be families that were split up. It was this administration's stated policy that we're going to pull kids away from their families because that's how you're really going to stick it to people. So... Yeah, there is, again, it's not illegal to seek asylum. Again, the whole system needs to be completely looked over. It's messed up.
It really is. And
because everyone's trying to do it from one side or the other, they're not looking at things as, hey, what is the best situation that we can put everybody in to keep the border safe, but also... have people that are coming through and seeking asylum or trying to come through legally. How can we do that best serves everyone?
Yeah, there
but it becomes
solution.
A political thing, and then they go, we got to be tough on crime. We got to be tough on this, or we got to just let everybody in.
Well, if they want to be
tough
on crime, they should worry about the terrorism happening in our own country by our own people.
Well, right, and that's the thing. It all gets politicized, and then nothing gets done.
I don't know what any good answer is, but it certainly did not seem that this was it.
It's not one solution. I don't know what people think when they...
Nope, there's one solution. We're going to figure it out. We got about an hour to finish it. We got one more hour in the show.
We're going to figure it out.
Yep. We're going to fix it right now.
We're going to type up our ideas, and we're going to send them to the White House.
Well, when we get this so-called wall that Mexico's going to pay for, that it's not going to pay for.
Wait, what?
When we get this wall...
Pound cake. He's got all these goofy ideas in his head.
These people are resourceful. They'll build a tunnel. They'll dig
when
a tunnel.
When does the wall's construction start?
They're building some pieces of it.
They are?
Yeah.
That's already the wall that's already there.
You know how construction is.
Construction's tough.
A lot. You gotta get the blueprints. You gotta get the materials.
So they'll dig a tunnel. Yeah. They'll do a...
What if we just do that? We actually make a subterranean... society.
Did you just say an airdrop?
Yep.
Immigrants will be people. Like Operation Dumbo Drop with Dennis Leary.
They'll pay a guy like, 50 pesos to like have a that has a crop duster.
Probably a little more than 50 pesos.
Fly over the American-Mexican border and then just have a parachute. Whee!
They'll get dropped in like the new Jumanji movie, and then when they die, they'll just get dropped back in again.
But like these people,
you didn't
like,
see the new Jumanji movie. I'm very sorry for that.
No, I didn't.
It was hilarious.
They're resourceful. They'll figure it out.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, it's hilarious.
No, I don't believe that.
Jack Black is hilarious.
I like Jack Black and I like The Rock, but there's no way you're going to convince me that Jumanji is hilarious.
The new Jumanji is hilarious.
Although that Karen Gillan's running around in hot shorts, isn't she?
And yes.
She is.
She's foxy.
It is laugh out loud funny.
We'll have to watch it and then
you
compare,
can't tell me,
like
you
always.
You can't tell me no if you haven't seen it.
We have to
compare.
That's
true, but you did also recommend Why Him as a laugh
Still
out
funny.
Loud. Yeah, okay.
And
I didn't
Dirty
say
Grandpa.
Or
Dirty bad, Grandpa, yeah. Bad Grandpa. You Which said it was one? A it was a Dirty Grandpa. Bad
Dirty
Grandpa was good.
Bad
Johnny
Grandpa was
Knoxville.
Great, yeah.
Dirty Grandpa with De Niro and Zac Efron. Two movies which you assured us were a rollicking good time.
Why Him is still
and
funny.
They
I'm
were
sorry.
Not.
You guys are in the minority on that.
No. The minority are the people who've seen that movie. Period. A smaller minority are the people who saw it and liked it.
Whatever.
Still, and I love everybody in that. Still Franco, Cranston. Those hilarious movies make me angry because any movie is in the writing. So if you get all those good people and the movie stinks because the writing sucks, I'll tell you a movie that was underrated that I thought was funnier than I thought it was going to be. It's called The House.
Oh, I love The House.
Where Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler try to pay for their kids' college with a casino.
Yeah, I just watched that the other day.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I laughed like an idiot watching that movie.
I didn't
great.
Think it was going to be because Will Ferrell's been real uneven lately. But I thought it was funny. But that's just me. Why him?
I recommend Jumanji. Put my stake in that claim.
The butcher. They're calling you the butcher.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Alan.
Hello, Joe.
I wanted to talk to you guys on, you know, the border net. I worked down there. I worked for customs in the late 80s down there. And they've already got border. They've already got walls up. They put a wall up. The next day, they'll cut a hole through it. The next day, they'll put a ladder up. If they don't
this
have a ladder,
one's going to be a serious wall.
Well, no, I want to hear what he's saying.
No, they've already got it there. A lot of those people that are coming through are not seeking asylum. But when they do come across and seek asylum, when they do the processing, they have to store them in a certain location. They try to keep it's like a general population, so that's why
general population
in a way. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but Joe, aren't they? But they are. Listen, Mexico, I take your point, but they are seeking asylum when they come from places like Venezuela and Guatemala.
Oh yes.
That's who these people were. They were the audio of these kids asking for their parents are like, where are you coming from? El Salvador, Guatemala. They didn't say Mexico. That was the problem with this whole thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but no, it's, and we talk about this and, you know, down there when I was in El Paso, anything under 100 pounds of weed, we didn't process. You don't have time.
Well, yeah, you just take it home. Okay, so Joe, so give me an idea of what would be a good solution. I know there isn't one. What is a good solution?
It's a complex.
What would you have done differently?
What would be done differently? One, as they come across in families, they have to be processed in families. There has to be this ideology that, you know, everybody's just, they're just sending people over. They're just sending kids to come on over just for, you know, to get out of these countries and to get out of these scenarios and that. There has to be a change in our legislations. There has to be some changes in our procedures. It's a very difficult question. It's not just a one sentence answer to this.
Okay.
We're going to solve this in an hour. So throw an idea out there, buddy.
Joe, we have 54 minutes to sew this whole thing up.
There's no bad ideas right now. We're trying to get this all solved. So we just got to, like I was saying, subterranean world where they have to live there, earn their way to the top.
An underground caste system.
Exactly.
Okay,
hey,
good.
Hey, Joe. So
where are you going with that gun in your hand? Oh, sorry.
How would these kids react? So were they always separating, you know, parents from their kids and stuff like that? Because I heard a lot of kids were out there, like, they're very, I don't know, they're very upset, and a lot of them have tried to commit suicide, and a lot of agents have, like, quit. Was that always a thing?
It is. It's a very difficult, that's a very difficult scenario when you're down there. When they're doing the processing, the kids will go to one section, the parents go to another section during the processing, and it does take some time for the processing and that. It's just not that, you know, what are you doing here? Well, I'm here for asylum. Well, what was the problem? Why did you leave your country? You know, I was being politically persecuted. Well, you know, explain to them. So they have to investigate that too.
So, Joe, is that a job where it's just kind of a, you feel like you're pissing in the wind? I mean, is that a kind of a soul-draining job if you do it for a long time?
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's why you quit.
It really is. I mean, it's tough because one, you're dealing with a lot of narcotics down there.
Yeah.
When I was down there in El Paso, Texas, the Zaragoza and the Mendoza families were, you know, fighting for who was going to be the kingpin in drugs. And, you know, they found 250 people in a trench that had come across the border and had come across the mules, and they had killed them. You know, so you see stuff like that. We've seen bodies and different things of that nature down on the southern border. It's a brutal place. It really is.
And I'm sure you can understand why some people are seeking asylum then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Joe, wasn't it in the, I want to say, 70s or maybe the mid-80s where they tightened border security and migrant workers were traveling back and forth? So they lived in Mexico. They come and work here for a while. Then they go back and they renew it, and it was an easier process. And then they tightened those restrictions or those that legislation to make it so that they couldn't come over as migrant workers.
A lot of people started getting killed.
And so, well, then people would come here and they'd work and they'd just stay because they couldn't get back
in.
There's
different style work permits.
Yeah.
There's different work permits that you can come here. There's work permits that you can stay for 6 months. There's work permits that you can be here for 2 years, depending on the type of visa that they had. Now, we did have a lot of work visa permits and just work permits, and allows them to go up to 50 miles from the border. And then from there, they were allowed to work. But they did get that a lot stricter and tightened down a lot of that things. And the fine example that happened was is they shut down all the immigrants that were working over in Oklahoma, and crops rotted in the field. I mean,
that's happening right now again.
Fundamentally,
where am I going to get my Haas avocados?
It's just a huge country. I mean, there's a million places people could go here. It's just.
But people were getting killed, though, right, Joe? Because I remember my Spanish teacher, she was Mexican, and she was saying when she was growing up, if you made over $80,000, you had to hire security because you would have a price on your head, because they were jealous. If you were going across the border working, bringing American dollars into the country, you know, you were looked at as wealthy, and people wanted a piece of that. So once you get across that border, they would try and kill you.
Yeah, that's very true. You're either very rich or very poor.
Damn.
There is no in-between at all.
The irony of all of it is that Americans still love going to Mexico for vacation.
Like Cancun.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
We don't want any of your freaking people here, but we love to party
in
resorts.
We're spending money. I mean, we used to go every year. We haven't gone in a while because it just...
It's dangerous.
I mean, when Acapulco is a place they tell you not to go anymore, where that used to be like, you know, in the 70s, you'd win a game show trip to Acapulco.
Yeah.
Listen, Joe, thank you for the call, brother.
Take care.
All right, there's Joe,
it's
who was...
interesting to hear from somebody that's been through it.
That's
you know?
What I like to hear. He was a longtime customs agent. Okay, now let's move on to the argument between whether or not the new Jumanji was funny or not. All right? A movie I haven't seen. Yeah. Alan, you and I have relatively the same taste in funny movies. You and Erica do not. Trust me, that movie is not funny. Hmm. The new Jumanji was horrible. Other people say, yes, it was funny. It was not hilarious, but it was pretty good. Al, what say you?
It was surprisingly entertaining.
That's what I'm saying. I did not expect anything from the movie, and I was laughing out loud.
Surprisingly funny.
It has just the right amount of Kevin Hart, which is next to nothing.
Yeah, honestly, Jack Black was my favorite.
Best Jack Black movie.
What about Nick Jonas?
He was not in it for very long.
I'm sorry, the best Jack Black movie was Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny. Thank you very much. School
that's
of Rock.
That's a movie, that's an experience.
See,
good call,
now don't
you're
you
right.
trust his judgment
I
now?
Do trust Al's judgment, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Give it a shot. It's enjoyable with the kids.
Was it better than Goosebumps with Jack Black? Thank
yes,
you very much.
It was.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I didn't mind that
would
one.
Almost say it's better than the first Jumanji.
I thought that too.
You know what? I've still never seen that. With Kirsten Dunst and Rob
Williams.
Well,
you need a Jumanji weekend. You need to sit down and watch them both.
I will be 47 on Saturday, and I'm proud of the fact that I have lived in a complete Jumanji blackout
up to
this point.
Got to see them both. Both good, but I do think the second one might be slightly better. And I dare say that against
your life, Alan.
I love Robin Williams, but...
All right, Al, thank you.
Have a good day.
I will, now that I've got such conflicting reports on this new... So, Jumanji.
Chef
film.
Recommends.
So the new Jumanji is not
Jumanji?
Jumanji. Jumanji, whatever.
He called it Uno. Let him say Jumanji.
Jumanji. You can't even say it wrong.
Uno is my favorite card game.
It's not a sequel. It's just a remake.
It's a remake.
Okay.
It is a remake, and it's remade for the modern world.
Okay.
By the way, my curiosity might be piqued, but I'm also wondering if I want to give over 2 hours of my time to a movie that the consensus seems to be is not that bad.
If nothing else than to prove me wrong.
No, I'm not looking to prove you wrong.
It's surprisingly enjoyable.
If it's a good movie, I want to see a good movie.
It's very entertaining.
All right.
Let it go. Why do you care about convincing him?
Do you know what? Because every once in a while I see a movie and I'm like, that's a really good freaking movie. Like, and I feel I want to share that joy same with reason
you
people.
Same reason you try to convince us that risky sex is less risky than risky drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another ringing endorsement.
You're an idiot. Your show sucks. And you've proven that many times.
For the Alan Cox Show.
You're so stupid.
On 100.7 WMMS.
Give me a text, alancoxshow.com for everything else. Starting Monday, the show premieres at 2 in the afternoon instead of 3 o'clock. Tomorrow will be our very last show at 3 to 7. We'll be on Friday, but then back Monday, starting promptly at 2 o'clock. Brand new time for the show. We hope you'll join us. Indians today complete their sweep of the Chicago White Sox with a 12-0 score. They'll be off tomorrow night, and then Friday start the weekend series here at home against the Detroit Tigers for a 7:10 first pitch. So be here for that. If you need something from CLE Clothing Company, say you want to get yourself some appropriate ball game gear, they got plenty to spare. They've got the WMMS 50th anniversary retro tees. They've got the World Series of Rock throwback shirts. Whatever you get from them, you can use the promo code SUMMER for about another week or two. Through the month of June, use the promo code SUMMER, and then it will take 20% off whatever you buy. In-store or online, you can do it. Just type SUMMER when you're checking out. CLEclothingco.com. See Charles Barkley on Family Feud?
And Shaq.
Yeah,
they had a good fast money round.
Yeah, I just saw the clip where they were asking Charles Barkley about...
How do you hide a open zipper in a church?
If a man's zipper breaks at church, what might he use to cover it up? So who is it? It's Ernie from TNT. Is that
Ernie
Barkley,
Johnson?
Shaq?
Kenny Smith.
Who's the girl?
I think the sideline reporter.
Okay.
Can't remember her name, though.
Here's Charles Barkley from Family Feud.
You done broke the ice, Chuck. You've been on the board already, baby. Yep. If a man's zipper breaks at church, what might he use to cover it up?
A child.
Wow.
Whoa!
What? A child?
You're going to get us locked up, Shaq says. I love that. I like how he called him Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck. I never heard Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck and Ernie.
A child?
Real casual.
You're going to get us locked up. Wait.
Not a good answer. Not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer. Not a good answer. Not a good answer.
A child.
I met a baby.
Then he tried to fix it. He said, I meant a baby.
That's gross.
I meant a baby.
Any points on the board for that one?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got, because they included a person as the answer.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
That ended up.
Child was included.
Yeah. So he did get points.
Where is Newburgh Heights?
Around here somewhere?
Around here somewhere.
Yeah, it's
all
just
right.
A little bit...
It's a little bit around here?
No, it's
that way.
It's up 77 just to the
northeast,
right.
Northeast, yeah.
Northeast.
Northeast, okay.
Northeast of Independence.
Out by Charter Steel?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Okay.
Where's Charter Steel?
In Newburgh Heights. anyway, Newburgh Heights was the site of... Cleveland did their own... version of To Catch a Predator.
Oh,
did you see this? They had a huge sting operation where they got 22 arrests in 4 days.
Ew.
Basically, they grabbed a perv every 90 minutes that they set this thing up.
Oh my gosh, they're in our communities.
They, well, of course.
Well, of course they are. You ever look at the sexual offender red dot map?
No,
I don't
want to look at that.
It's like, no, don't do it.
I don't have any kids.
There's one, like, there's one right next to you. No matter where you live.
It's Bill.
Not registered.
No, I don't want to look at that. I don't have kids.
Men showed up to... cops staked out a Newburgh Heights apartment. This was in late May. The men showed up at the rate of one every 90 minutes, each one thinking they're going to meet a child for sex, but were handcuffed by an officer hiding behind the apartment's front door. Boy, imagine that conversation with building management.
Hey, can we have one of your apartments? We're trying to catch a bunch of pervs.
Yuck.
Yeah. Three of the men were already registered as sex offenders. And
sounds
boy,
all right.
When there's like a collage of the mugshots, some of these people look precisely how you think they would.
But and some of them don't?
No, some of them they just look like hipsters or, you know. Yeah.
How did they get these guys? Was it through Tinder? Was it through Facebook? Like, because before, back in the day, it was like, you know, instant AOL online or whatever, or the like a chat room. Now you have to up the ante. Like, you got to go on.
Well, they go on things that kids are on. Like, they'll get on Twitch. They'll get on different, like, WhatsApp and stuff like that
yeah,
that kids are on.
They use social media and messaging apps to get in touch with the men, then posed as children between the ages of 12 and 15 and chatted with them. Some of the men sent the officers explicit photographs of themselves. Imagine that. When the guy comes in the room, you just hold up his D and go, hey, is this you? Not even a mugshot.
Wow. Okay, here's my house.
Oh, dude, on
the map.
You do it?
See that yellow dot? That's the sex offender.
Yeah.
Maybe three streets over?
There you go.
I think they hope people don't look at those.
By the way, what's the radius of a neighborhood where you have to knock door to door and tell them that you're a registered sex offender when you move in the neighborhood? What is that? We had when we lived in Ohio City, we had somebody come up and knock and tell us. And I'm like, well, we don't have kids yet. But if I see you eyeing my dog,
ugh, I don't know.
I'm going to throw bows.
Well, and they list it by offenses, too. That yellow dot that's closest to me is rape.
Oh, my God.
There's a blue one nearby that's sexual battery. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm. His sexual battery was at 100%.
But in fairness, only two mapped offenders close to me.
Well, who's doing the raping?
I think they're putting these people in harm's way by having them knock door to door. Like, you go up to the wrong house, they'd be like, dude, like, my daughter got raped or something like that, and then, you know.
Well, okay, I don't know if that person at the door is going to catch an assault charge because a sex offender had to, you know.
Man. Once you zoom out, that's the problem. There's so many.
Mm-hmm. It's like the scene in Big Lebowski where John Turturro, the flashback, where he has to walk door to door to Jesus. He has to walk door to door, and he just this guy opens the door as this big burly dude. A female undercover officer stationed in the second floor balcony of the apartment would beckon the men inside where the officers were waiting to arrest them.
So what if they chicken out? If they never show up, do they still...
They don't get arrested then.
No, but
no,
they still...
they showed up. I think
really?
Would go after them, yep. Because on To Catch a Predator, there would be some dudes that would show up
bailed out.
And think something was weird, but they'd still get them in the driveway. Because you showed up, you were there specifically because you thought there was a kid that was going to have sex with you.
But still...
But what if you were just doing the chatting?
I can't control my horny level.
What's that?
What if you were just doing the chatting and didn't show up?
It's the pictures.
Oh, if you didn't physically show up...
I think there's something that could get you on,
but
I don't know what.
You just wouldn't have been this sting.
You're exposing yourself to like a child. It's kiddie porn then. Or, well, not kiddie porn, but like you're...
It's some sort of assault or something.
They probably get you on something.
Say the guy, you're going to get like Seventh Heaven. Like the guy from...
Stephen Collins. That kind of went away though, quietly.
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
It's a verb now.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
This is your friend Timothy Musgrove.
Hey, Tim.
Formerly of Cleveland Cavaliers.
And formerly of the Lakers.
Formerly of New Jersey Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets. You never got that quite right.
Formerly of Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I have big news.
You do?
It's not out yet.
It's not out. No one's talked about this at all.
Don't.
This is an exclusive?
It is exclusive to you, Bill. I asked my people. Don't say anything until I tell Bill Squires.
All right. What is it? Hit me with it.
Mozgov
mm-hmm.
is moving to a new team, Bill.
What team?
Are you blown away?
I am not.
Bill, what?
I'm not blown away.
Mozgov going to new team. Leaving New Jersey.
Brooklyn.
With Brooklyn is not in New Jersey, Bill. You don't know anything.
No, the Nets are in Brooklyn.
I don't play for the Nets.
Who do you play for now?
I play for the... Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte, that's right.
The Charlotte Hornets. I don't know where the Charlotte is.
Charlotte, it's a city. It's a city in North Carolina.
All I know is a city, Bill. I don't know where it is.
It's in North Carolina.
I didn't even know I was playing in Brooklyn until you told me.
Yeah, it's a city in North Carolina, and do you know who owns that team?
The Michael Jordans.
Yes, one Michael Jordan.
I have not met with him yet, though, but I've heard that he's a big fan of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, he's big. and then somebody else is a friend of mine, so they they bring me to Charlotte. I don't know where North Carolina is, Bill. What was that?
Don't worry about it.
It's just south, yeah.
All right.
So are you excited? Do you know anything about North Carolina?
Well, you don't know this, Bill, but the timing is perfect because Mozgov not playing too much for Nets. Mm-hmm. So I started my own line of barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's it called?
Mozgov's barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Very clever. I like it. I like it a lot.
They said I need a hook. So.
Does it have a hook?
Yes. Timothy Mozgov's face on the front. When you look at the Mozgov face, it says, delicious barbecue.
So, you put any vodka in the sauce?
Yeah, well, do you have any secret ingredients?
Beets? It is made largely with beets, yes.
I had a feeling.
But that's how you know when you're shopping in your local grocery store to find the Mozgov's barbecue sauce.
So next to Newman's Own?
Is it BBBQ?
Yes.
Extra B stands for beets?
Yes. The label is my face, and it says, you can't beat my sauce. You might beat my team, Bill.
Yeah, you probably
will. Which is the Charlotte Hornets.
That's right.
You know the biggest problem, Bill.
What's that?
The change of address forms I have to fill out.
That's the biggest problem.
I remember as a child back in Russia having, what the hell is going on over there?
It's not making sounds. Sorry, Moscow.
Erica's having some problems. Sorry.
When I was a child in Russia, we had to change address all the time. Well, just number it. Gulag 11 to Gulag 21 to Gulag something else. Anyway, I wanted to let you be first to know, Bill, that the Moscow is going to Charlotte Hornets.
You might need to learn that name, bud.
Yeah, you should probably lock that in.
Mozgov gets 6-year, $800 million contract.
Wow, that's a giant contract.
It is. Well, Mozgov is a giant man.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Little Mozgov is very happy to be going to North Carolina.
Well, oh, yeah?
He's white, so that makes sense. He's
excited about it.
He's very white, Bill. My son is so white. Very white. Yeah, so the Nets get Dwayne Wade, and I go to
Dwight Howard.
Pardon me.
They're going to get Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard is going to the Nets.
Not Dwayne Wade.
Not Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is on the Miami Heat.
They're not the same person.
Well, no. He's actually not even on that team this year because he's a free agent right now.
Well, I'm excited to play for Charlotte Hornets, Bill.
Well, I'm excited for you to be on that team for as long as you are on that team because you might get traded again. Seems like something that happens to you a lot. And I know it's a pain in the butt because then you got to fill out those change of address forms. But at least you got that barbecue business going.
That's right. I'm joining the team with someone named Max Salary. I'm very excited. Look for the Mozgov barbecue. Look for the Mozgov barbecue sauce.
Are you gonna?
Does this mean I get to play with Nicholas Batum?
Yes, it does. For now.
Oh my God, he's one of my favorites. He's
but
so
he
good.
Might get traded though.
He's so good. Look for a Mozgov barbecue sauce on your shelves near you, okay?
Okay.
It'll be my face, and it'll say, you can't beat my sauce.
I can't wait to try it. I never had beet-based barbecue sauce.
Quite tangy, I'm sure.
It slathered Mozgov all over your ribs. That's what I do to Mrs. Mozgov.
Oh.
Cool. I got to go.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
I love you.
All right, I love you too.
It's good news for him.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, nice fresh start. Yeah.
Hey, well, you're in the building with MJ.
Right.
What's bad about that? Right. Well, I just read that if LeBron goes to the Lakers, that means Lonzo Ball's out.
Yeah, I figured that would happen. My tweet that I sent a couple weeks ago during game four or something keeps getting, it was game three. Like, it's getting memed and used in like polls on Instagram, like these giant accounts.
Your what does
it say? And it just says, it's my tweet that said, LeBron's going to go to the Lakers. That way they can set up Kyrie versus LeBron, Lakers,
and
Celtics,
and
make the most money for the NBA, and he'll make a ton of money.
It's having a second life.
Yeah, so it's funny that it keeps, and then people are tagging me like, oh, you're on this account. I'm like, yeah.
Are they crediting you?
They are, because it's like my thing, and they're using it as like the conversation starter. I'm like, I haven't been the only one that said this, but it keeps getting out there.
You getting any followers from it?
Probably a couple, but mostly just to tell me I'm an idiot.
Huh.
But hey, whatever. Just like all my other followers.
Hey, Mac.
What's going on, Alan? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Now, I don't think that the sex offenders have to knock on the door. They send a flyer out. I think that might have just been a weird homeless guy knocking on your door.
Oh, maybe so. Somebody texted me they have one right next door, but they had to tell him that they were, you know.
Yeah, we had one on our street. I'm just going to put it out there. He didn't have windows in his house very often.
What, he was a Mac guy?
No, he was a sex offender, and the windows on his house were busted out more often than
Yeah. Oh. Right.
Maybe it's a certain amount of feet or something like that. Like
what was that?
Nothing.
All right, guys, you have a good day.
All right, thank you, Mac. Just under the wire there with Mac.
I don't know about that.
What's worse, them knocking on the door so you can see him, or getting a flyer that says, hello, I'm your sex offender neighbor?
Both are terrible.
It's in Comic Sans. It's got his face kind of weird.
Sans.
His mugshot in the middle.
But also, I know these people are looked at as scum, but I don't think I'm for the whole, like, you know, beating him up and you know, destroying their property and stuff.
Well,
like
no,
that.
I'm not either, I would want to know who that person was
in
my neighborhood.
I'm steering clear of those
people. I know, but like, there's people there, like, the only thing that's going to make matters worse is if you guys take matters into your own hands and like, oh, well, he didn't serve enough time. He got 6 years and he did this. I'm like, dude, like, let people live their lives. If they're not hurting you,
hide your kids, hide your wife.
Especially since it could be as simple as getting pinched for having a whiz in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those people, you know, if you get public indecency.
But
I think,
according to this map, it tells me exactly what their crime was.
True. I pooped my pants. I ate too much corn.
I'm not for hurting or torturing anyone. Like, that's just cruel.
Another hot take from Cody Poundcake Brown over here. I'm not for hurting or torturing anyone. All right. Save it for next time, guys.
Now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on, and I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.
When LeBron finds out the Alan Cox Show starts 1 hour earlier, afternoons at 2, beginning on Monday, he ain't going nowhere.
You can only dream and wish that you could be a part of that.
You're welcome, Cleveland. 100.7 WMMS.